halftime on the Don and Mike Show.
Even if they, you know, yank the dish off my roof, I'd still J-O.
Of course. And I'm going.
We've come a long way on this show, haven't we?
Which is honest. Now.
Very serious. This has been one of our more serious discussions.
Well, it's just Mike is serious.
Serious.
The Don and Mike Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
First son of a beach.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live. 4 hours every weekday. From the studios of WJFK, Washington, D.C. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast. You can call Don and Mike anytime for free at 877-365-3636.
That's right.
Turn your radio down. Know who would you do call? Don't call to play the name game.
Oh, really?
No calls to rate women. Don't ask when they're coming to your town.
Oh, really?
And don't call telling jokes.
Sorry about the confusion, Larry, but you know the network.
Yeah, man, they are a bunch of dickheads.
And
that
goes to the
radio.
Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
This is the spot. Give a big shout out to my paw.
Yeah.
From the good ranch, Hawkburg. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is.
Turn the way.
Asa.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
I spoke with Asa this morning, Phil Hawkburg.
You spoke with Phil?
And he's joined our cause.
What cause?
Well, you know, JD must stop. We must stop JD.
Right.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Murphy and all the ships at sea. And now, with the Bruce and Demi divorce, they're ready to step in and adopt Rumor Scout and Tallulah Bell.
Oh, yeah.
It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello. And thank you for listening, everybody. New episode coming at you on Thursday. October 26th, a phone number same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Where else would you...
Right. A little short on that one. There you go.
Here's Timmy.
One more time. 877-365-3636. That's your toll-free line. Don and Mike Show coming to you via the auspices of the Westwood One Network.
Right.
Heard every day on over 60 radio stations throughout America, and at least four or five of them are really decent stations.
That's a very interesting way of putting it.
And we thank you for your patronage.
Welcome to my world.
Having said that, welcome to our world.
Won't you come on in?
Please, everyone. Won't you come on in?
Come on in.
Miracles, I guess.
We'll be talking Mets, Yankees, pornography.
Still happen now and then.
Still happen now and then.
Eating.
Step into my heart.
Step into my heart.
Girls. Dennis Murphy.
Leave your cares behind.
Lots of fun giveaways today.
Welcome to our world.
And as always.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Mike.
Built with you and mine.
Yeah, I guess we'll just trade off every other day. One of us can have the built with you and mine.
It's really too much fun, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It really is.
How pathetic is that? That's the highlight, being able to be the one who says the show's built with you and mine.
It's all downhill after that.
Built with you and mine. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Samantha.
Hello, Samantha.
I want to be in your contest.
You know, we are having a contest tomorrow. You've heard about this.
Yeah, I have a great idea.
What would you eat for a free vacation to Rome? We've got almost 30 contestants already.
It's incredible.
So you got to bring something good to the table, Shannon. What would you eat?
Shannon!
It's Samantha, and I have a good one.
Oh, excuse me. Samantha. I got
Shannon on the brain.
Shannon on the brain.
You'd like it to be.
How about me naked in 6-inch red spike heels, wearing only a bikini of chocolate pudding and whipped cream, which I will proceed to lick off myself?
Absolutely.
Perfect. Very good. And I would say you might be in the top five.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to our world, built with you in mind.
Yes, you're in. You're an official contestant.
Thank you so much.
Hold on, please, and talk to Lisa.
One important question. Celebrity she most resembles.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
We forgot. We were remiss.
You were excited.
You know what? I don't resemble any celebrity, but I should be a porn star. That's all I have to say.
Attagirl, good enough for me.
You can't go wrong there.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Hold on just a second. Our lines will be open throughout the show. At some point here, I'm going to recap for you all of the contestants we have lined up. This is pretty much going to be the whole show.
Yes.
Tomorrow, the What Would You Eat for a Trip to Rome show.
Very exciting.
So this is the last chance for you to get in with your entry at 877-365-3636. It is ironic that girl brought up porn, saying that she looks like a porn star.
Yes.
You remember that on yesterday's episode, I was talking about how Frida opened up our DirecTV bill at the dinner table in front of the family, in front of the boy.
Right.
And was mocking me for the fact that, as it turns out, on the last month of DirecTV, I had ordered 7 pay-per-view.
Some of them go back into the other month, too. Some of them actually, some of them actually spill over if.
Yeah, as it turns out, when Frida showed me the bill was actually from, like, January 31st till the beginning part of September. So I had 7 different pay-per-view pornos that I had ordered.
Yeah, I know when I was looking at my bill, it wasn't for a perfect month.
Ah.
And that's, I don't know off the top of my head the specific dates, but I'm just trying to make it, okay, I'm just trying to say.
This number has to be huge. Okay, what's the number?
I will have you guess the number.
You looked at the bill.
I will tell you the number is over 10.
Over 10. Now, keep in mind,
the number is under 20.
Keep in mind that my number was 7, number of pay-per-view pornos purchased.
Well,
were all of yours Vivid TV?
No. There were 3 that were $5.97.
So there were 3
one channel above that.
So there were 3 that were the soft core.
Right.
And all the rest were hardcore. All right, I'm going to say you doubled my score and you had ordered 14 pornos.
You're very kind. You're one short.
15.
15, yes. Very much. I had the two or three of 597, and then the rest were 596.
Mark Gore.
Thank you very much.
Good man.
Not over a 1 month period. It was a little longer than the month period.
Right. It's probably the same bill that Frida showed me the other night at dinner. It's like from
I'm not proud.
The end of July till the very beginning of September.
Right. Yeah.
15.
A lot.
You're the man.
Thank you very much.
Wait until you wear that crown.
Thank you. Yes, I'm king of porn.
Wait, king of jizz.
As to be, as opposed to king of fame, king of porn.
You're the jizz king.
Thank you very much. I'm not sure I like that title.
I'm simply the jizz prince.
Well, we don't know about Buzz. We've never found out the details. You know, he has, as it was determined, 24 films in his library.
Yeah, Buzz, right. Over the last same period of time, let's say from the end of July to the beginning of September, how many pornos would you estimate you've watched?
Or how many times have you watched a porno?
I'd say 4 or 5 times in that period of time.
Of course, yeah. 4 or 5.
Because
that's the perfect number for Buzz.
Of course.
Because it's just enough below my number to make him appear to be the normal one.
Right, I bet it's 60. I bet it's 60 or 70.
Well, those were the number of times that Marcia and I watched together. Which is really the only time I watch these days.
Oh, no! Once again,
he's the perfect man.
Welcome to another edition of Buzz Burbank is the perfect guy. So you mean you never J-O by yourself?
Of course. Absolutely.
And when you do that, do you require any visual stimulation?
Yeah, sometimes, yes.
We got him
now. I don't know about, I would say require, but
all we have to do is, like, go down this line of questioning and we'll out him.
So you have J-O'd to your pornographic tapes?
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay. How many times over that same period of time did you watch the pornographic tapes by yourself?
And this is over how long a period?
I'd say
about a month.
About a month?
A little over a month.
From the end of July to the beginning of September.
With assistance, 8 times, maybe.
With assistance.
Yeah, yeah, using the tapes.
Oh, okay. Using the tapes. Right. So you're eight.
All right, eight.
All right, good.
I'm still king of jizz.
True. Good. Well, that gives me a lower number than Buzz, then.
That's good. That's very good. I'm happy for both of you. Both of you perfect men.
Well, I'm sort of proud of you, Mike.
Real, real happy.
Yeah. 15, way to go.
Oh, and I also was told last night that because of this new title, being the champion, that I have to reduce. So I'd like to come back, and it's almost like when you're on a diet. You know, mm-hmm. I'd like to come back next bill and give you my numbers for the next
bill. And compare?
Bill. Yeah.
You got
still going to be, you know, due to the fact that, you know, it stopped yesterday. It'll still be an elevated number.
There's going to be some.
It'll be a zero after that.
There'll be some residual numbers.
Yes, there'll be some residual numbers
yesterday.
From
yesterday.
Well, you got to figure the next bill will be probably mid-October through mid-November. So I'm going to have to be very careful and find out what's going on, but...
Well, I'll join you in that.
And I don't, you know, since we're talking about that.
I'll compare numbers with you, you know, to be a buddy, and we can both compare.
And
the
I don't like
the,
to.
The bill comes in.
I don't like to kiss and tell, but I will tell, you know, just so everybody thinks I'm not totally, you know, using this as my only form of expression sexually. Mm-hmm. I did fulfill my marital obligations last night.
Wow,
also,
very good.
What a man you are.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, I just, you know, I thought that I would mention that, too. We actually were watching that interesting little movie that I was telling you about, the Mating Rituals with Niles Crane.
Well, that's a comedy, though. That wasn't
it was
a hardcore.
It was a comedy, but it just had a lot of sexual content.
Put
and
you
then
in the mood.
My wife and I were watching that, and we got in the mood, and that was that. But I think that I'll be reducing my viewing. I know. I don't think.
Yeah.
I know I will.
You know,
especially
you
after yesterday's show.
All right. Well, those are the numbers. We'll compare and contrast the next time that the DirecTV bills come in.
Very good.
Listen, next item on the agenda. I was not one of the morons at midnight last night lined up in front of Toys R Us or Best Buy or Circuit City.
To buy the new video system?
Yes, to wait 10 hours to get the PlayStation 2.
PlayStation.
Of course, I would like to speak to anybody who actually did, and I'd like a review on how the PlayStation 2 is, if it really is. All that and a bag of chips.
Now, what is the last one is Dreamcast. That's the last big one. I have Dreamcast, and at your recommendation, I bought Dreamcast, and I like it.
And I've heard that the PlayStation is really nothing better than Dreamcast. That the graphics pretty much are, you know, six of one, half dozen of the other.
Aren't the best graphics, though, still? I mean, you can't get as many games, but the best graphics are on a PC. I mean, if you get a game that you can play on a home computer.
I don't know, because I've got, like, the Madden football game for the computer. And no, it's not as good as Dreamcast.
Mm, really?
No, really, because on Dreamcast, you get in the right situation. Those look like real dudes running around on the field.
Yeah.
Does the Dreamcast play DVDs?
No, it doesn't.
That's, I think, one of the things that PlayStation 2 will have on it, because it's a DVD player as well, and a CD player, so they can multitask on it.
Yeah, but BFD, if you want a DVD player, buy a DVD player. You want a CD player, buy a CD player. I'm just talking about guys who would buy it just to play games. What are you laughing at?
You get very passionate about your game systems.
Yes, I do. Well, being as I've been suckered in to every goddamn upgrade.
Yeah, but it sounds like you don't want to go for this one.
No.
It sounds like this one you want to refrain from jumping right into and buying.
Much like you in the porn,
mm-hmm.
This is the time that I've decided I'm not going to be one of those schmucks that waits in line, one of those schmucks that pre-orders. I'm going to stick with what I have.
Right.
At least for right
good
now.
For you.
Good.
I'm going to stick with it. But I'm sure that there were some guys in our audience who did get up in the middle of the night and go to Toys R Us, and I'd like to know if it was really worth it.
Well, your son wants it for Christmas, right?
He desperately wants it.
So, I mean, even if you were to get, would you get it? I mean, if you were into it, you'd get it right away? Would you do that, or would you wait till the holiday?
No, see, that's the difference, Mike. If I really wanted it,
it would be in your living room today.
Yeah, I would have been in line getting it already, being as it's a gift for my son for a holiday that's 2 months away.
Right.
You know, we'll see if it's available.
Do you think I'm
sure we'll come up with it somehow for it.
I was going to say, do you think you'll weaken like in May when it's $150?
I'll get it before May.
You get it before it gets cheap?
I'll get it for the boy for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't out there today.
For the boy.
Absolutely getting it. Yeah, I'll get it for the boy.
Sure, for Bart.
For the boy.
Some of the people who were out there today got cited by police for violence. People are beating each other up trying to get the game.
Well, I saw on CNN today that at a Walmart in Atlanta, they had to call out the riot cops because they had like 300 schmucks who had been waiting in line all night.
Amazing.
And they opened up the door in the Walmart and they said,
attention Walmart patrons, we only got 21 of them, so if you're not one of the first 21 people in line, you're SOL.
And then people started beating up each other.
Breaking windows and stuff like that.
Yeah, right.
Help me.
Right, for video games.
Help me.
Fantastic. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know, guys know that I was going to see Pay It Forward this weekend. Why'd you have to go ahead and spoil the ending to it yesterday?
Please.
You're a faker. You're not even a legitimate complainer.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the fact that you've called before and you just called to get us going.
I did not call before. This is the first time I've called.
All right, listen, I want to tell you something.
DC. I've never called the show before.
You know what I'm doing?
I don't know how pissed off I am.
I'm saving you.
The ending for me.
I'm saving you the trouble of seeing a movie that's not worth your time. This is
Who are you to make that decision?
I am the grand arbiter.
The grand arbiter.
I've never been wrong about any movie, and I'm telling you, Pay It Forward is a dog. The movie's not going to make $50 million. It's going to be in the dollar cinemas 3 weeks from now.
Well, you know, why should I listen to your show if you're going to go ahead?
Well, then I guess you shouldn't listen.
Endings to movies I've already
Then I guess you shouldn't listen.
Well, yeah, okay, fine. You know, I'm not going to listen to your show.
Right.
I'm going to buy any of the products of your sponsors.
Right.
I'm going to break when I see you crossing the street.
Great.
All right.
I'm shaking in my boots right now.
Fine. Okay. Bye.
I'm shaking in my boots. One less idiot listening to this show. Please, I mean, if it was a real important movie like The Sixth Sense,
right?
I kept the secret until the movie came out on video.
Mm-hmm. Well, you also gave fair warning when you were going to do that. I know the first time you were doing it, I went la la la, and I think all the listeners that didn't want to hear it could turn the radio down. And then the second time you did it, after you were saying a lot of people have told you the movie wasn't all that great, and I'd heard that anyway, and so I decided to listen, but I did so of my own, you know, volition.
Oh, wait a minute, hold on a second. You know, I got an email last night from a friend of mine on this very topic. Hey, Robbie, where is that... Lisa, where's that dumb entertainment magazine with the top 100 powerful people?
Okay.
I thought it was
Entertainment Weekly. It was lying around here the other day. Alan Limon was going to do his show based around it.
All right. I haven't even read that magazine, but I got an email from a friend of mine yesterday who said that they write the ending to the movie in that magazine.
Huh. Yeah, sometimes you can get the endings to the movies well in advance when they do that summer preview or the Christmas preview. They give you the whole premise of the movie. I don't know whether they give you the specifics.
So it's not like I'm the only guy in the world who's given away that secret. Anyway, what kind of a fag are you? I was basing my whole weekend on going to see Pay It Forward.
Now it's ruined.
And now you've ruined it for me. I won't patronize your sponsor.
I might actually be going to see it tonight.
I just won't listen anymore.
Ruined ending at all. I might actually be going to see it. There's not a lot. I've seen Meet the Parents, and you know, I don't know what else is in the theaters
not
to
much.
See. I might go see that Blair Witch 2 if I can talk my wife into going to see it.
I don't know the end of that one.
Yet. I don't know if I really like it.
As soon as I find out, though, you know, I'll let you know.
I won't say anything on the air. But I'll come in and I'll tell you.
Well, that, in essence, then, you're going to be telling it on the air. You know, you tell me.
Because the best way to do, you didn't even see Pay It Forward. You got the ending and decided to reveal the ending because you have no intention of going to see it.
No, and because I've heard from a bunch of people that it's a crappy movie. It's a good movie. Let me just say this. Possibly the only people I've ruined this for are women who are having heavy menstrual cycles right now. Women who are very emotional. Women who will, you know, cry if a light turns yellow halfway through the intersection. You know what I mean?
It's an enormously significant ending, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it really does kind of affect the whole tone of the movie.
That's what I've heard. He dies.
Yeah.
He gets stabbed. The little kid gets stabbed. The little Sixth Sense boy gets stabbed.
Yeah. Now, see, that was a tricky one there. Anybody that might not have heard you explain the end of the movie might have gotten caught off guard right now.
Listen, I can't believe...
Well, you're making your point, I understand.
I can't believe that there's that large a volume of people waiting to see this movie. I mean, you would think that the largest majority of people who were into it would have seen it last weekend when it finished fourth in the top ten.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a blockbuster like Titanic.
No, right. Another movie I never saw, but I know the end of that.
I think everybody knew the end of that.
Ship sinks. They all die. You know, I didn't ruin that one for anybody.
No, they don't all die. So you may see, if you'd seen the movie, you would know they don't all die.
Except the old bitch with the thing around her neck.
And Kathy Bates, the unsinkable Molly Brown, she lives too.
That's because she's got those built-in flotation cushions. That's why Kathy Bates didn't die, please.
Yeah, she was in a lifeboat.
I can't believe that had to be a fake call about Pay It Forward. Yeah. It had to be a fake.
I think so.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, hello, Don and Mike. How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Good. My name is Hugh, and I heard you talking about the contest you're doing for to go to the trip to Italy. And I'm not in D.C., but the reason I was calling is when I was younger, as a small child, when we would do certain things, there was a concoction that my grandmother would make up.
What was that?
And well, what she'd do is she'd take a bowl, and she'd fill it up about halfway with milk, throw in about three or four eggs, put in some flour, and then throw in the cell phone, jackass.
I knew there was something up with that guy.
That's the new guy we're going to have to get.
Gosh, he's funny.
We're going to have to fetch him. That was horrible.
That's the new
guy. That dialect, too.
That's the new guy that we're going to have to fix.
Yeah, we're going to find him.
We're going to have to fix his wagon. And when I say we're going to fix him, what I mean is...
We're going to have him neutered.
We're going to neuter him.
Good.
Like you would an animal.
Yep.
You know, so he can no longer reproduce.
Okay, he won't be able to spread his seed.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
This is Angie.
Hello, Angie.
That's another thing, this movie last night that I was telling you about with Carmen Electra, the one where they have Niles Crane narrating it.
This was an HBO special, right?
They have a lot of stuff with rubbers, a lot of condom humor, and they do a thing where he puts on a condom, and the next thing you know is they have these guys... dressed as sperm, and they're guys with like white stocking caps, and they're these big sloppy kind of fat dumpy guys, and they're running a race, and they go 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 go, and then they have a rubber wall set up, and they all run into the wall, and then they're smoking cigarettes and things like that.
It's a fake documentary, right?
I can't describe it. It's Niles Crane narrating what would sound like you'd see something on an animal channel where he's talking about animals, only he's talking about human beings and their mating rituals, and I just found the movie to be... I wish I knew the name of it. I don't know the name of the movie, and I just stumbled on it last night, but they have the... you know, when they have the spermicide, when she uses a diaphragm,
right?
They have this guy dressed up like Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he's got a huge gun, and he just blasts all the sperm, and you see them all going, oh! and it's funny. And when he pulls out, you have all the sperm just sitting around on the track that they're on, and they're all talking. Some of the guys are playing cards, and they don't know what to do. It's just a stupid, funny movie. I enjoyed it.
Hello.
Hey, I had another comment about Pay It Forward.
Oh, is this Angie?
Yeah, this is Angie.
Angie.
Why did the only black person in the movie had to be a gangbanger?
Angie, I don't know. I haven't seen the movie.
Oh, you haven't seen the movie.
Now you ruined that for me, and I like my gangbangers in movies.
Well, we have to get Mr. 40 on that. I think he needs to voice his opinion.
In fact, Angie, the lead character in that story in the book was black, and they changed it to a white guy for Kevin Spacey.
Of course,
he
Buzz, it's a white man's world.
Apparently so.
You know that, Whitey. All right, thank you for the call. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, honey. See you later. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don, baby.
Yeah.
PlayStation 2, it's going to blow your mind. It makes the Dreamcast look like dog do. No joke.
Were you actually one of those idiots that waited in line?
At Best Buy.
Okay.
Against better judgment. Let me tell you, you're going to be shocked.
Sir, was that at Best Buy, you said?
Yes.
Okay.
How long did you wait in line?
I wish, rather not to say. About 8 hours.
Rather not to say.
But we made a fun time of it.
8 hours.
Yeah, okay, and then we got it, and then...
Surprised you could turn yourself away from your reading.
Came over and played it, and it is silly bazilly. Wait till you see it.
What?
I'm telling you, you're going to trash everything else you own.
Why is it so much better than Dreamcast?
The graphics are indescribable. You won't even, it'll blow your mind. It's like real people. It's
all right.
Like actual people.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Hey.
What?
Get it. Get it for Bart now, because then it's great. You need to.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Appreciate it.
I believe that was a high intellect spokesman for Sonny. He really worked hard.
Go ahead, enter.
Don't poke fun of these guys. These are, much as I would want to distance myself from these people, and I'm mocking them, truth of the matter is, I am them.
Yeah?
I just pulled myself out of the fray today.
Well, but I mean, are you gonna go on one guy's word
no,
about
I might,
this system?
I might go on this guy's word. Here's another guy who got it. Hello?
Hey, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi. Did you get it?
I got it.
Is it worth it?
Nope. The other guy must not have a Dreamcast because it's almost identical.
Oh, really? How much did you pay for yours?
$299 with tax.
How long did you have to wait in line?
I went to a Walmart in Bowie about 5 in the morning, and I was one of the last people in line there.
5 a.m.
5 in the morning. Did you go specifically for that?
Well, yeah. The boy wants it, you know, so... Right. I had to play with it today to see if I thought it was worth it.
All right, listen, hold on. You've never gone down that road.
I use that excuse sometimes, but I believe that's transparent enough that everybody can see through it. When I say, you know, the boy wants it. Listen,
yeah.
You know, like, you've never gotten in a fist fight for your kid at places, have you?
No, I have not.
I mean, I hate that. I wouldn't do that. I mean, if something comes my way that is super popular, but I think it's ludicrous to be out there and you know, if you're getting it for yourself and you really want it, that's one thing. But I mean, if you're these parents that are fighting over the toy of the month, I always hate that. I think it's ridiculous.
But video games are different than toys of the month, Mike. Video games are different.
But
what's
different? The Sega Dreamcast was brand new last year. Then you got, I should say, toy of the year. It's the system of the year.
It's different than your Furby or Tickle Me Elmo phenomenon, because for
Cabbage
guys,
Patch Kids,
for guys like me,
right,
and me,
and yeah, and I'm going to put myself in this category now. It's a big deal because once you played, like, for instance, when Dreamcast came out, and I already played the NFL 2K,
right,
and I already played Rookie, Pro, All-Pro, and played every team, the game is a waste. You got to wait for the new one to come out that has...
Well, you only play one game like crazy. You play the NFL games.
That's the game I play.
You buy it for that, and the games have, like, the one you hit me to. I mean, you play some other ones, like that...
Hydro Thunder,
which is a great
game. Yeah, you get a lot of good arcade games, but no, I play it just for the football, and the problem is that I burn out on the football because I play it over and over and over and over again until I've played the whole game out, and then I got to wait, you know, another 8 months,
right,
until they come out with a new one. That's why I'm trapped. But I'm not burned out totally on Dreamcast yet on NFL 2K1.
But you got one guy saying it's better. You got one guy saying it's the same.
Okay, here we go. Here's another guy who got it. Hello, Mike.
Don.
Did you get it?
I was in line last night at Circuit City in Fairfax for 12 hours.
Okay.
And this thing sucks.
This guy may be the winner, though, in line for 12 hours for PlayStation.
12 hours, and they only had 16 of them, and there was about 60 of us waiting outside.
Oh, all right, but you were lucky enough to get one.
And I'm just like you. I was addicted to the NFL 2K1 right when Dreamcast came out. I have that, and I expected, you know, a little better of a game coming from PlayStation. But it's not as smooth as NFL 2K1 is. It's a very easy game.
You know, I'm noticing the same look on Mike's face as when I used to really be into Star Trek The Next Generation. When I would have those, or when I have my serious Superman or Batman discussions.
The Batman discussions.
It's the same thing.
It's just 12 hours in line. That ain't you either.
No,
I know that for a fact.
No, it's not.
You like Star Trek. You know, you collected things and did stuff. This is a different look. This is a look for that guy that's waiting 12 hours in line. I mean, they're going to make more of them.
Well, no, not
they
really
are. First rule of sales, create urgency. Yeah. Don't let these manufacturers do this.
Eventually they will, and I agree, they've probably got them all made in a giant warehouse in Japan somewhere right now.
They're probably going to have plenty of them for the Christmas season, too.
They're just doing this just for the supply and demand, because they know that there are idiots like that guy.
Yeah, they airlifted more games from Japan.
And like me. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, the thing about Pay It Forward, man, I didn't think that was cool what you did either.
Well, were you going to go see Pay It Forward?
No, actually, I was probably going to rent it when it came out eventually.
go ahead, rent it.
Well, listen, go ahead, rent it. The kid dies.
Okay.
Okay.
You're cool.
Thank you. I thought I'm not cool.
Well, he changed.
He just wanted to be on the radio, Don.
I just won him over.
That's what he wanted.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
That's what I'd like. Either for PlayStation or Dreamcast, is the Pay It Forward game.
Yeah.
So that I could kill Haley Joel Osment with a knife.
Oh, no.
Like they do at the end of that movie.
That's only level 2. Level 1, you have to scar Kevin Spacey.
That's right. I have to burn his face.
Then you pour up Helen Hunt, then you kill the child.
You know, you have to feed, if I've seen the trailers accurately, you have to get the Helen Hunt drunk.
Oh, okay.
That's phase 2 of the game.
Excellent.
And phase 3, the finale. That's when you kill the kid.
Hello.
Game.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, I got the new PlayStation.
Yes.
It's pretty similar to the Dreamcast.
Okay, I'm not hearing any rave reviews except from that first guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the one guy, and you never know, he might have been a shill for one of the department stores.
Hello, I'm John sure. and Mike. Mike, they don't need to work up any
He pub. Might have been from Macy's or Gimbel's.
they don't need to work up pub for this. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you guys want to hear about a horrible scam?
Sure.
This is where it's those idiots selling it for like $800 on the internet. These two stores out in Boston Mall are making you buy four video games to even get on the list for the reserve for the next time they come out. So if you want to get it, it costs you $699.
Wow. And listen, speaking of eBay, Lisa just did a search on eBay and she brought me a note that this morning the game was listed on eBay for $500.
Mm-hmm.
It's currently up to $1,200.
Oh, my God.
$1,200.
$1,200.
Well, that's worth getting in line to get one then. You know, then you can sell it on the internet.
Jesus H. Christ. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don.
Yeah, hi.
Hi. I have an idea for the competition. I want to go on the trip.
Oh, for the contest, yes.
Yeah.
What would you eat for a trip to Rome? What would you eat?
Well, I had two ideas. My first idea was I would eat a carton of cigarettes and fight.
That doesn't sound bad to me. What else?
No, well, my other idea was that I could eat Howard Stern's private parts.
All right, you.
I had to delete that out.
Yeah.
Why, you.
Okay, goodbye.
Don't you dare hit me in the head. You know I'm not normal.
And here I am thinking he was serious about eating a carton of cigarettes.
Who wouldn't be?
No. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yes, hi.
Hi, I wanted to tell you a story. My father-in-law actually, at a local Walmart, he waited in line for like 8 hours last night.
Yeah.
For the PlayStation 2. And he passed out 100 numbers, and after 8 hours, they told everybody that they only had 40 machines. So he waited out there for 8 hours for nothing, and it was almost a riot there.
Sure.
You know, I think that the people that are waiting in line for 8 hours, I don't know whether I sympathize with the people waiting in line for 8 hours or,
no.
You know, I can't get angry at the retailers.
No, I agree.
Because the retailers are like, whatever, look at these people.
You know, they're inside the store laughing.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
You know, they're in there stocking, the guys who are stocking the store in the middle of the night, they're having their cigarettes and coffee, laughing. Look at those 200 morons lined up outside.
All right, ready to make the announcement? Okay, I'm going to run. I'm going to run right now. Ladies and gentlemen, we've only got 40, and there are 190 people out here. Run for your lives.
Oh, yeah, I'll go back and high-five themselves. Yeah, don't doubt it.
And, of course, the store employees, I'm sure, buy them for themselves.
Yeah. Oh, you know that scam is working. That's how, in previous years, we've gotten the hot toys to give away, like Furbies and stuff.
Yeah, you get somebody that's working for Jeffrey.
Because we got our guy, yeah, on the inside of Toys R Us.
Excellent.
He just pulls aside 10 or 20 of whatever the hottest toy is.
If anybody's listening out there, I could use 10. Because I'd like to have my wife sell them on the internet.
Hello, Don Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Buzz. I am your new PlayStation.
It's Jorge.
Jorge.
Use me as your gaming platform.
Jorge, too.
Once again, Jorge, just to recap, you were not banned. You were put on restriction.
You tried.
and you came back, Jorge?
Just now.
You came back because you love Buzz.
Yes, Buzz.
Yes.
You are lying about the movies.
What about
all the times you and I view your extensive video collection?
No, I think you're making that up, Jorge.
Buzz.
Yes.
Feel it in your heart. You know it to be true.
All right,
ready to play with your joystick now, Buzz.
All right, Jorge. Goodbye now.
Goodbye. What was the very first thing Jorge said to you? Do you remember?
Wasn't it something about...
the funniest thing he ever said.
I think it might have been about brushing his teeth with Buzz's protein.
Brushing his teeth with Buzz's love.
I would like to take him clamming.
That was the first one.
Clamming was the Teague Island.
Clamming. But are you the same guy who said you wanted to brush your teeth with Buzz's love juice?
Jorge?
Don, you have always been very confused.
Was it the other guy who said that?
Don.
Jorge.
What is the big delay between... What's the matter, Jorge? Are you on a delay or something?
Don is confused. I did not say that.
All right, so that is not your material.
Huh.
Which guy is it who called and said that he wants to brush his teeth with Buzz's love?
Buzz, you know who I am.
Well, you're Jorge.
That's right. Uh-huh. Only Buzz knows.
All right. Goodbye.
There he goes.
Jorge, not any help whatsoever.
No.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
He's a mystery man.
Hello, guys. What's up?
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, you know, everyone's calling about the PlayStation 2. They're talking about it's not as good as Dreamcast, or it's about as good as Dreamcast. From everything that I've heard, including, you know, it's been out in Japan for a couple of months.
Right.
It's a really hard system to program on. Like, it's not very programmer-friendly. And so the developers, it's going to take, you know, a few months or even a year or two before the game.
You're even losing me there with all that boring talk. I mean, I can read one of my son's, like, GamePro magazines if I want to read that junk.
And systems like Dreamcast, you know, all those systems are about as user-friendly as they come. I mean, you just pop the game and go.
You put the CD in, you turn the goddamn thing on, and
absolutely,
boom! You're in business. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, Mike, I saw that movie you were talking about with Niles Crane. It's The Mating Habits of the Earthbound Human, I think. The one where he meets Electra and all that.
Mating Habits of the Earthbound Human.
Yeah.
It is a fun... Did you agree?
What's that?
It's hysterically funny.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
And, you know, not only is it hysterically funny, but you got Carmen Electra in there, you know, looking very easy on the eye for the entire movie.
All right, well...
Yeah, I'm wondering if she could ever pick up a guy like that. Or he could ever pick up a girl like that.
I doubt it.
We'll make a note to watch that. Again, give me the name of that again one more time.
Mating Habits of the Earthbound Human, I believe it is.
Mating Habits of the Earthbound Human.
Beautiful. Gotcha. Thank you. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. I was letting you know, you guys are right about how every year something new comes out. They've already got plans for next October. Nintendo and Microsoft are coming out with two systems that are supposed to be a real big jump.
Yeah, I've actually read about it. What was like the Microsoft X?
Xbox.
Is that what it's called? Yeah, the Xbox.
And then, the Nintendo GameCube also.
Right, so, you know, you're already waiting in line for 12 hours to buy the latest one.
I'm not up on that. I haven't renewed my subscription to gaming magazine.
and in the meantime, they're already planning how, you know, they're going to be raping you next fall.
Well, I think that's really part of their budget. I think they budget for that. You know, next new product. Product development is all, you know, is all those companies are about.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, all these guys waiting in line are a bunch of wackos. Last month, I just went and spent $10 to put a deposit down on one in Toys R Us, and I'm just going to have to wait until I get off work to get mine.
All right, well, here he is, everybody, the world's smartest man.
Hey, you've made all those people look foolish.
Thank you.
In line.
Bye-bye.
He's just all proud of himself.
Hello.
He just gives his little...
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
I'm telling you, you'd be amazed how many people, myself included, think this is a big day.
Well, I mean, listen to the numbers. I mean, 12 hours, 8 hours in line, waiting?
Jesus.
My God.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
I don't know if I'd wait in line 12 hours to get a BJ from Elizabeth Hurley, much less... I guess I would. Yeah,
yeah, right.
Much less wait in line 12 hours for a video game.
Yeah, especially if you waited 8 hours in line and then they made an announcement that they were all out of the game.
Now, that would be bad. You're in line waiting for a BJ from Elizabeth Hurley, and they come out and they go, hello, gents. We have some bad news.
Hugh Grant comes out.
Elizabeth would only be able to blow the first 20 blokes in line.
Oh, no.
Right.
Big fist fight.
And then they trash the place at Walmart because that's where Elizabeth Hurley. Hurley's going to be blowing, guys.
Yeah, right in between the snacks and the soft drinks.
Hello.
Hey, I bought one of the PlayStations, but I'm not going to use it. I'm going to eBay it.
Well, that's smart. I'd do that.
Yeah, right now they just had two closed within the last 10 minutes for $1,500.
God damn, I wish I had that kind of money to spend $1,500 on something. The retail's $299.
Right. I could only get one, though. I wanted to get like 10 of them and eBay them, but... It was almost impossible to get the one I got.
Outstanding.
Didn't have to wait in line, though.
All right, well, good move on your part. And why didn't you have to wait in line?
I got a connection. Just like you were saying how you got the toys last time.
All right, my friend.
All right, if anybody's listening, I've asked for 10 of them.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And my extended family.
Bye-bye. Okay, enough on that. It's out. I'm getting the feedback. It's not that great.
Right. It's fantastic.
We'll see. PlayStation 2, though.
PlayStation.
That's our top story today. Now, I guess our top story today is the fact that you have ordered 15 pornos in the last month or so.
Yes.
PlayStation 2 would be our second story today.
And the third story would be the Yankees beating the Mets.
I knew you were going to mention it.
Yeah.
Just waiting for it. And listen, I've officially given up.
Well, really? I mean, you know, it's... Well, happened. It's happened probably more than two or three times in baseball.
I got a better chance, really. I got a better chance of getting a BJ from Elizabeth Hurley.
You got Al Leiter going tonight. I mean, he's a good pitcher.
Nah, but I do have of the Mets coming back. I'm going to root for him. But they blow. They should have won that game last night.
Close game. It was a very close game.
I know it was a close game.
Mariano Rivera.
I watched
the very end of the game.
I watched. Stupid mess. So I guess the way it stands now, it'll be next Friday in Midtown Manhattan.
Don't give up yet.
Since we're going to NEW. Oh, why shouldn't I give up? They're down 3-1. Do you really think that the Mets have a chance to win the next 3 games in a row?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's happened before. I mean, they go down. I think there's a good
chance.
Do
you think so enough to switch teams if we double or triple or quadruple the bet?
Of course not.
Okay.
No.
All right.
But I'm saying I don't know what the history is, and I don't know how many teams have done it. I'd love to have a hard number
as to
how many teams that were down 3-1 came back, but I know it's happened.
They had it on SportsCenter today. It's like 8 teams, and most of them were like from the 1900s.
Okay.
The last team was, I think, the 1985 Kansas City Royals.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
They came down from a 3-1 deficit.
To beat the Cardinals. That's the last time.
No. Mets are a good team.
The Mets suck.
I'm just trying to, you know, I don't want to jinx it.
Mets suck.
I didn't realize until, the last few pitches of last night's game how important that was to me, how important this bet was to me, how important not being out there in Midtown Manhattan in an adult diaper was to me.
Yeah, I know. And it wasn't until last night that really it crystallized for me, because after they had won on Tuesday night.
Right.
I had the thought that maybe if they could win last night, at least they got a fighting chance.
Absolutely.
But no. Big pussies that they are.
All uphill for the Mets now.
Hey, Mike.
But just think how much sweeter it'll be if they do come back. It would be a sweet victory.
They're not coming back. And Mike Piazza, maybe a little less time with that fag mustache that you have to work on every day. Maybe a little more time in the batting cages.
Okay, he almost hit one out. Did you see that one that he pulled foul?
Yeah, and you know
the
what?
The changeup that came in there from Denny Nagel, and he almost pulled it foul. He almost put it out.
If, in fact, Mike Piazza had spent maybe an extra 5 minutes in BP.
He would have waited a little longer on that changeup, and he would have put it over the left field wall.
Yeah, but no, he's probably in the locker room before the game trying to get that John Walt Waters mustache that he has. You know, that mustache has to take a lot of maintenance.
Yeah, a lot of trimming. Sure. A lot of trimming. Anytime you have that kind of geometric configuration with facial hair, it takes a little extra time.
I mean, because his mustache, the way he does it, it's like a woman's vaginal area.
I think it would be easier for a woman to trim her vaginal area, you know, with a little landing strip, easier than the time that Mike Piazza has to take through that beard.
So anyway, now listen, the Mets, and I'm famous for this. This is just like when I was down on the Redskins when they were 1-2. The Mets are dead to me. Mm. If they come back, I'll be happy, but I don't think there's a chance. And as a matter of fact, I'm planning on sitting on the toilet in Midtown Manhattan next Friday when we go up.
What is it, 30 minutes that we said? Is that what it is?
No, it was 1 hour.
1 hour, okay.
1 hour on the commode.
I was being nice to you there. I was being nice.
Well, I was just holding on to hope that maybe they do come back.
It's happened before. And you said if it was 85, I said I didn't know. You had the numbers. I didn't know.
It's not happening again. So. All right, good comeback. Our lead story again today, Mike had 15 pornos in the last month. Our second story, PlayStation 2 is out. It's not great. And our third story is that the Mets blow. And I'm an idiot for even getting involved in the goddamn bet. I don't even like baseball. I really don't like baseball.
You'll hate it now.
We only did the bet because we're on in New York.
The only thing that'll make this bet unique if I do go on to win this bet is that this will be the first time in my life that the Yankees have done anything for me good.
So listen, clear the lines. I know we've played the touchdowns like a million times. There they are again. Be the 100th caller now. Phone number 877-365-3636. Call 100 and a prize package selected especially for you.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Son, didn't you ever give anybody anything just for the pleasure of it? You know, something you didn't want anything in return for?
Sure. Just yesterday I gave my friend Jimmy something.
Now that's fine. What'd you get him?
A sock in the head.
I meant charity.
I didn't charge him nothing.
I meant something for the joy of giving.
I enjoyed it.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, time for call 100. Which is 50 times 2. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, you are. What's your name?
Jerry.
Where are you from, Jerry?
Anchorage, Alaska.
All right, Jerry, just in time for Halloween, you've won a box of Frankenberry and Count Chocula cereal.
Frankenberry, Count Chocula.
These Halloween cereals, along with Booberry.
Booberry.
Can't be found at grocery stores nationwide. Happy Halloween from General Mills, but wait, there's more. You've also won a sex toy, a personal pleasure toy from Forbidden Fruits.
A personal pleasure toy.
The only place to go for erotic adults in lingerie. Rockville, Maryland, 301-340-2211. And thank you for listening. And Anchorage. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah, what's the station there? I'm amazed we're still on there.
It's 94.7 The X.
Right, gotcha.
94.7.
Right, gotcha. Thank you. Hold on, please.
1300 AM.
Thank you for listening. And now in New York, you got the same chance to win the same prizes. Cereal and a sex toy.
That's the way to do it. Cereal and a sex toy.
If you're the 100th caller right now at 877-692-1027.
All right.
That is the phone number. One more thing about PlayStation. There's a guy here at the station, the guy who's the commissioner of our fantasy football league.
Jeff from Tech Radio?
Yeah. He has a story to tell about waiting in line this morning to get his PlayStation 2.
I bet he writes it off.
So if Jeff is around, I understand he was out there at like 5, maybe 6 o'clock this morning waiting in line.
Oh, my God. I would think he would have connections all over the place. I mean, he's always, that's all he talks about on the radio.
You would think so. Here he is, the commissioner of the formerly corrupt Dead Coaches Fantasy Football League that we are all in.
Well, at least he didn't say former commissioner.
No, still the commissioner. And incidentally, I'm still kicking ass in that league, 8-0.
8-0, you're a juggernaut.
Although what?
It was a close one because if Tech Radio had just started two of their starters, it would have been over.
I know, and I've been informed by Charles Broyhill that my magic number now is 2.
So you will you clinch your division?
Yeah, I clinch the division if I win 2 more games.
So now you already have to start resting some of your players to get ready to get ready for the Super Bowl.
Right, please. Okay, so Jeff, you're a computer nerd. You were out in line this morning. What store?
I was at the Best Buy in Fair Lakes in Fairfax.
What time?
I got there at what I thought was the unbelievably awesome time of 6 a.m.
6 a.m. and they opened at 10.
Right, and I was somewhere between 5 and 12 hours too late.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. What place in line did you get?
Okay, when I first got there, to just give you an idea of the utter craziness that's going on out in the street right now.
Right.
The first guy in line was there at 5 p.m. yesterday.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Okay. You are asking me.
So he spent the night.
Not just him. Close to 100 people spent the night around that time. Because when I got there, you know, I had my super dad cape on, thinking I was going to go home tonight with my console and my games. And I roll up there, and the place is packed. Mm-hmm. And there's a guy in front of me, about 20 people in front. He got there at 3 a.m., and the plan was that the people were going to come out and give out tickets at about 9:30.
Right.
And the store opened up at 10. But all of a sudden, people are just driving up, getting dropped off, and getting in front of other people.
So they're cutting into line,
right? So they're cutting in and working in shifts.
So did a guy have like a tent out there, or did?
Oh yeah, there were tents. There were cars with their engines running, playing VCR movies. There were kids. I mean, little kids, like embryos out there.
Oh, that is so bad to do that to kids.
So wait a minute. Just let me get this straight about cutting in line. What it is like, some guy would hire somebody to go wait in line all night, and then he'd pull up at 9:30, and he would just switch spots with the guy who'd been saving a spot.
It was teenage gangs where, you know, 3 or 4 guys would hang out for a few hours, and then their friends would just get dropped off out of the minivans and come up and get in line for their place.
I've been in that Best Buy in Fair Lakes. That's a rough one.
Yeah, and it's
it really is. I mean, it's not in a bad neighborhood, but it's just, there's an element in that one.
There is an element, because people were getting very, very bitter that people were cutting in. So we go up to the front door and say, you know, hey, maybe you should think about passing out tickets early because there are people, you know, bogarting. cutting in line.
Right.
And so this big, you know, this big guy with the blue shirt on playing God just looks outside and just shakes his head. Nope, I'm not talking to you.
And
I'm
who's this? Security guy?
It's the opposite of what it should be. It's ridiculous.
It was their turn to play God today, but to their credit, one of the other managers did come out. He said, look, we've got a system inside here. We'll pass out tickets at 9:30. I said, that's in 2.5 hours. By that time, the line will be in Beijing. You know,
yeah. All right, so you arrive at 6 a.m.
Right.
There's already a line. Some people have been there at that point for already 13 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Waiting in line.
Right.
Did you get the PlayStation or not?
No.
You
came
did
away
not.
Empty.
You I, did not.
How long? Late. You got there at 6 o'clock. How long? Did you wait till the 9:30 time?
No, what happened was, no, I did not, because actually I forced, I didn't say it, and it wasn't gunpoint, but I humbly requested to the management that they just purse tickets as soon as possible, because I didn't want to waste my time while I was out there.
Right.
So I wrote a note to Best Buy management and then crushed it in between the seam of the glass door. They picked it up and read it, and then 10 minutes later they came out and gave out the tickets.
So what time were you responsible for getting the tickets distributed at?
7 a.m.
Oh, hey, all right. Well, you did your fellow nerdnik's proud out there.
But my karma still sucks.
Because then when they came out with the tickets, you were what, too far back in
line? Oh, yeah, I was about 12 to 15 people outside.
Because of the show you do, that tech radio show where all you talk about is this kind of stuff, don't you have any kind of manufacturer's reps that might have laid this on you maybe a month ago?
We have a relationship with Sony, but it's not the best. It's just as good as our relationship with Hustler, really. It's the same level. Not very good.
Did they have a limit on how many people could buy?
Yes, they had a limit on one unit per person. At first, the rumor in the line, you know how rumors travel.
Mm-hmm.
The rumor was the limit was going to be one per family, but that's not going to work.
Right.
Especially in the Vietnamese community where everyone has the same last name, you know. No harm intended, I'm just saying.
Right, sure.
So if everyone has the last name Nguyen, how are you going to check?
Right.
How are you going to check?
So it was just one per person.
One per person.
So now they're all gone.
Totally.
And when will they come back?
Well, it depends on the store. I'm not sure when BB is going to get theirs back, but
BB, that's what the insiders must call it.
Right. Best Buy.
Right. As opposed to CC.
Right, but I speak to some of the people at TRU.
And what is
Toys R Us?
You are pathetic, Jeff.
TRU.
I spoke to some of the guys at TRU, and word on the street is, well, not anymore. I can just keep it to myself.
Word on the street is what?
It looks like TRU's supply should be replenished over time over the next few weeks. However,
goddamn,
if you missed out on Christmas season, you are effed until spring. I'm telling you right now.
Oh, and one more thing. Sony says there may be a parts shortage.
Oh, there is a parts shortage. That's the whole thing. About 2-3 weeks ago, Sony announced that they had problems spinning the silicon to get these things out the door, so they cut their shipment in half from 1 million units to 500,000 units.
I was into this, but obviously I'm not as into it as you. You want to get pissed? I got a guy on the phone who says he's got 3 of them.
Wow. Oh.
Hello, hold on, line 5. Johnny?
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, Johnny, where are you calling from?
Wichita.
How many did you get?
We got 3 of them. There was 3 of us trying to get them. We all got one.
Oh, so you yourself didn't get 3.
There were 3 people with you?
Yeah, we all got one.
What time? Okay, what time did you get out there, Mr. Lowkey?
About 5 or 6 yesterday afternoon, we went to Walmart.
Oh, goddamn.
And we sit at Walmart for 4 to 5 hours, and then the Walmart told us that they were going to give out tickets and have a ticket drawing for a chance to buy it. And so we sit through all of that. They finally drew at 1 o'clock in the morning, because they start supposedly able to sell them at 12:01.
How pathetic is this? That you wait in line and then all you get is a chance
to buy
right. In a raffle.
Are you doing this for your kids or for you?
Both.
No. Who's it more for?
Myself.
Okay, thank you for being honest.
I have more respect for him. I know it's not that I don't appreciate people doing nice things for their kids.
No, I have a stat for you guys. Do you know what the average salary of the serious gamer is?
What?
$60,000.
Really?
Yeah.
So the average gamer makes a lot of money.
Yeah, the video game industry is huge. It is well over a $6 billion industry, okay?
Sure.
It's a lot of money and it's crap.
Listen to what you're saying right now, and I'm surprised they didn't hand you one of these things. You of all people.
You're like a walking commercial for them.
I don't know. You know what? At first, I even said this on the show.
The average
on
gamer.
Our show, I actively was boycotting the PlayStation 2 launch because I didn't want to be part of this debacle because I was already a part of the Dreamcast debacle.
Right.
Right?
Right.
I said, there's no chance I'm going to do this.
That's who you are.
And then 24
hours... your makeup.
24 hours ago, exactly, some kind of sick testosterone switch
okay.
went off of my body.
All right, get
and
out
I
of
had
here.
To have it.
All right, all right, Jeff.
So you didn't get it.
And now I'm screwed.
You yep. didn't get it. Okay. No.
But I should have it in a week or two.
But I've been told you do have games for it, though.
Yeah, there was no way I was going to leave my house at 5 a.m. and come away empty-handed, so I thought there might be a game title shortage, so I grabbed a couple games. I grabbed Madden and Tekken, but the game I really want is Gran Turismo, and it's not out yet. So.
Is that a driving game?
That is their flagship driving game. It is awesome.
Listen to
really?
Him.
I love the driving games.
Yeah.
I love the driving race.
All right, thank you.
You know, I have an idea for a company actually I want to talk to you about later on during the break.
All right, get out of here.
All right. Get out of here, please. God damn. He like works here part-time.
I'm pathetic, but he's really pathetic.
Doesn't he do some kind of tech thing on the side that he makes a gazillion dollars
on? You know, I'm going to tell you hold on.
There's a line on him that he's worth a lot of money.
Let me bring him back in here because I have heard that is 100%. Bull.
Let's find out what Jeff, what's the deal with you?
Are you incredibly rich?
Rumors are rampant that you have...
No, no, I am living la vida broca.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I heard. Where did all this start?
I don't know.
That all you tech radio guys, you know, had some kind of big stash somewhere.
Well, I wouldn't call it a big stash. I mean, it's just the plain honest truth that if you're in that industry, you can do very well. You can pick and choose whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there may be some truth that some of us are, you know, very well off, but that's about as far as I'll take it. I don't have their portfolios in front of me.
What about you?
What about me?
Are you very, because you're the guy, that, and I know Mike and I have had this discussion, where Mike said, hey, I've heard that this guy, Jeff, is rolling in money.
Now, are you comfortable?
I'm comfortable, but I'm an average Joe, just like everybody else, getting screwed in his taxes.
Wait, yeah. hold on. Hmm. What'd you make last year? You make $100,000?
Isn't that kind of like private?
Yes. Yes. You make $100,000? Yes, you did. And your job
mm-hmm.
is what?
Well, depends on which job, because I average right now about every 12 months I switch jobs.
Okay, so what's the current...
this is a little window into the tech world of Washington. Yeah.
What is the current job you have?
The current job right now is I'm working for a very small software company. It's just brand new.
Okay. Did you make $200,000 last year?
No, I did not.
All right, so between $100,000 and $200,000, I think that would categorize you as a rich guy.
You're doing well.
Really?
Yeah, you're doing. And yeah, how about your partners well. On that show? Are some of those guys?
Easily. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Are any of those guys? How about the big fat guy who shaves his head? Is he a millionaire?
Guy that looks like Charlie.
Is he a millionaire?
No, he's not a millionaire.
No, I'm not. Not. But does he make more than you do, though?
No.
He does.
I don't believe he does, no.
Who's the richest of the guys on the tech radio show? Who's the richest?
The richest? Ooh, we'll see that. That fluctuates from day to day because of, you know, the conditions of the market and all. But, yeah. I mean, it's all paper money until you sell, really.
Guys are like techie gypsies.
Yes, I mean, loyalty, that word left the industry years ago. Are you kidding?
Okay.
If you're in this industry, you get a phone call every 24 hours.
All right, well, then give us and all of our listeners a stock tip. Right now.
Okay.
What is
buy low, sell high.
No, come on. Come on, don't jerk me around. Give me a real tech stock
all right.
that you think is going to take off.
All right, here's the deal. I can't name a company that's low as hell right now that's going to shoot to the moon, but what I can say is keep your eye on companies that specialize in internet infrastructure. And what I mean
like
by,
what? Give me a while not saying that this is the one you should buy.
Right.
Give me a company.
Okay.
To give us an idea of that industry.
Okay.
What would be the biggest company that specializes right. okay. in internet infrastructure?
Right. Here's an example. Everyone's buying cable modems and getting DSL, right? You can't swing a dead cat.
Slow down.
Here he goes. He's going.
Slow down.
Okay. Well, you know, on WJFK, you hear a lot of commercials for companies that sell digital subscriber line.
Okay.
Right?
So DSL, that's to make your internet, your computer work faster.
To have right. your internet access faster. Or
right.
you can buy a cable modem, mm-hmm. such as the Roadrunner type stuff.
Right. Yeah, Buzz okay. does commercials
right.
for that.
As more and more households buy that stuff, the companies that specialize in internet access need to have bigger connections to accommodate all the people who are getting their own faster connections.
So, Buzz, who makes the Roadrunner?
You do their commercials.
Who makes Roadrunner?
You know what I mean?
Toshiba makes the modem that I use.
So, the people who make the pipes to fit all these people are companies like Cisco, Juniper, Redback. To a far lesser extent, companies like Copper Mountain. They're taking it from the rear right now. But companies that specialize in the hardware required to make the core of the internet very, very fast, and the people who lay the fiber and create those types of networks.
So if somebody had a big position in Cisco, that would be a pretty smart.
They'd be doing great. If you bought early when Juniper first came out, you are rolling in cash.
Okay. All right. Well,
boring. You know, unless you just want to give me the name of a stock that I could invest in.
Right now, you know, it's hard. I mean, everyone's getting killed right now.
All right.
It's hard to do.
Yeah, NASDAQ went down 196 points.
My tip to you, of course, as always, is buy Infinity.
Yes.
That there's a stock you can count on.
Absolutely, Don. I think Infinity is the bellwether of the market.
Infinity, that's the stock.
Yes.
I can't even get a cube out here, and I want to buy Infinity stock.
All right, thank you, Jeff. Get out of here.
See you later, Jeff.
Bye-bye.
That's Jeff.
Pathetic.
Great energy.
Yeah. Up at 5 o'clock in the morning, didn't even get the PlayStation.
He's still lively. He's still listening. He's still going nuts.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi, this is Tony. I was just calling. You're talking about the Roadrunner?
I'd much rather talk about the cartoon than the computer.
No, I just want to let you know, it's a partnership between AT&T and Time Warner.
And incidentally, he was wrong, Buzz. It is not Toshiba that makes the Roadrunner software. It's Acme.
Acme.
Kaboom.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thank you.
Excellent. How about the entire contents of an ashtray for growth?
Oh, are you talking about for the contents tomorrow?
Sure.
What would you eat for a trip to Rome? You would eat the entire contents of an ashtray.
Yeah, depending on, you know, as long as there's nothing completely gross in there, like no dog droppings or anything like
that. No, listen, how about this? How about you just eat the remnants from Lisa's ashtray? Lisa's a big hoove. She's constantly outside on her smoking breaks.
Very good.
With Travis. Why don't you just take the remnants?
What do you say? What's that guy's name?
That slug.
That slug's name.
Take the remnants from Lisa and the slug.
Well, you know, you're saying.
You know, you're not going to be there. I can tell already listening to you. You're not.
Are you sure?
Hey, you know, the contest is, how many people do we have participating right now?
38.
38 people.
Okay, hey, I've done it before, man.
You've done what before?
Eat crap out of ashtrays, drunk at parties, you know, blah, 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 you know?
All right, well, listen.
Blah, 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 and
listen,
whatnot.
Blah, blah, blah. Either you're in or not.
Sure, I'm in. What's up?
Okay, hold on, please.
All right.
Do it or don't. I agree, Rob.
Write that one in pencil. Don't write that one in pen. Write that one in pencil. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing? This is Mario. I'm calling from New Jersey. I was wondering, I was the 1-800 caller.
What, Mario, you have to wait until the show is replayed tonight to play the contest.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Thank you, Mario.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. It's Super Mario.
Superman. That's right. The same one from last time.
Is your brother with you?
No, he just went down the tube.
He went down the tubes?
Yeah.
What do you mean he went down the tubes?
In the game.
He went down the tubes.
Oh, the tubes. Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Buzz.
You got it.
All right, goodbye. See you later. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hi.
Hey, I had a story. I think you think it's funny, but just about the mentality of these people that are having these PlayStations that they're trying to sell. Last night, of course, I'm watching the Yankees and the Mets play, and it's about midnight, so I tried to call Walmart because I know they're open 24 hours a day here in Sterling. And when upon calling them, I asked them if they had the PlayStations, which they told me they did. They had three. But she's laughing because she had 30 people outside that were camping there all night, knowing that only three of the people were going to actually get these machines.
See, I told you, I'm positive. The people who work in the stores, they really get their rocks off on this.
Absolutely.
They think
about that mundane existence, and finally, they become king of the world.
Yeah, and they knew that they only had three PlayStations at this Walmart, yet there were 30 idiots with sleeping bags outside. You know, they could have easily gone to the door and just opened the door and said, hi, listen, we've only got 327 of you people without lives can go home.
I'm curious, if you called and they told you they only had three, did they tell the people that were waiting in line that they only had three? And if so, why were they, what?
No, she wasn't going to tell them at all. She thought it was actually funny that, because I guess this morning at about 7 or 8 a.m. is when they were actually going to announce the so-called winners of the PlayStation.
The reason I believe this is that the people who have the mindset to go and get in line at Walmart at midnight,
right,
they don't have that mindset. Their mind doesn't work like that to call and ask.
Right.
They would just go.
They just show up.
They would just go get in line.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when really, if you did like this guy did and you called, I'm sure they would just
save yourself the aggravation.
Yeah, right. Hey, listen, no, we've only got three, but guess what? There's 30 idiots outside.
I mean, it's one thing to wait overnight if you really, really want something and you know you're going to get it by waiting. It's another thing to wait overnight and then just be screwed at 10 o'clock mid-morning the next day.
Hello, Dynamite Show. Hello.
Hey, Dynamite.
Yeah.
I work for Circuit City in Vermont, and they told us we couldn't even buy one. Don't ask and don't tell anybody else about it.
You mean the employees?
Employees weren't allowed to buy one. We're not allowed to buy one.
How
now.
Many did you have at your store?
We were told we were going to get like 15.
Well,
that was it.
If that's the case, then here's what happened. If they told the employees that they couldn't buy them and you only had 15, that means you really got about 30, and probably the managers siphoned off 15 for themselves.
Sure.
Probably sitting in his office.
That's probably how it works, really.
And you know, we have to remember what the main review of this game system is. It's just like Dreamcast. It's really not that much better.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
You're welcome.
All right. See
Bye-bye.
You later. Okay. Enough with that. Enough of that, the boring stock talk. You know, all I was hoping Jeff could do is just say, listen, you want a stock that's on the rise? Try this one.
Well, what he gave you, the first couple of stocks, are stocks that have been performing well. You know, and I think what you're looking for is like a stock that nobody knows about that
yes.
go up overnight. And I think that's Infinity Broadcast.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello, you're on the air. Don and Mike.
Yeah, can I talk to Don and Mike?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi. Hey, how's it going?
I'm cool.
What? Hi.
Hey, enough with the PlayStation, please.
I mean, it took you that long to get that out of your mouth?
Yes, it did.
Okay, listen, try this one on. Kiss my ass. No, sorry, not acceptable. You can't call in to start an argument and then just bail.
The number of your last incoming call was 3168.
Pick it up, Robbie.
Can't do that. I mean, yeah, either stay and fight or right. apologize and leave.
You know, I mean, it's one thing. If you don't like something we're talking about on the show, and even I played this day.
Boring.
You know, right. Come on, I'm getting out of it.
I could care less about the game systems. I'll tell you right now, I thought that was fascinating, hearing about the people that are waiting. Everybody wants to hear about that.
Sure. But if you're going to call and argue, you know, rather than just change the station.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to call and you want to argue.
And you know, hey, it happens all the time.
Stay online.
When you have, if you'd like to change the subject, call in and change the subject and say it. Do you mind if I change the subject? And we would say no.
Right.
Instead of, enough of the game system.
Hold on, Robbie. You got it now?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Oh, I'm calling the wrong number. Hold on, that's the wrong number.
That would be a sticky wicket.
Okay, gotcha. That's a three.
If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem.
There you go.
Now listen, on this show, you can't call and run away.
Right.
No, I mean, if you're going to pick a fight, stick around and finish the fight. At least let us break the glass, you know, and get the PTA, whatever the hell.
PTAA, Mike.
PTAA.
Good afternoon, Otto Timber.
Yeah, good afternoon. This is the Don and Mike Show. I hope you don't mind going on the air with us. One of your gutless employees just called us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Would that be you?
Could be.
Could be. Okay, yeah, I'm guessing that it is.
We always like to tell people when they call us and they want to, like, start a fight or criticize, stick around and finish the fight. Don't hang up and run away.
Okay.
Because it makes you out to be a big, giant pussy.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Or you can end it by saying, sorry, I brought it up, and then, you know, that ends it, too.
Oh, okay.
So would you like to apologize?
No.
Then you're admitting you're a big, giant pussy.
I've been called that, yeah.
Because you ran away.
That settles it, then.
That had anything to do with running away.
Yeah, you ran away.
Yeah, sure, you called in, very mealy-mouthed.
Yeah, is this Dynamite?
Enough with the PlayStation.
And then you clicked, then you hung up.
Listen, do I come into your business, whatever it was that you answered the phone, do I tell you how to do your job?
Knowing you guys, probably.
No, do we do that? Have we done that?
Do we?
I don't know.
No, you do know. We haven't. The answer is no.
What type of business do you work in?
We manufacture tampons.
Oh, come on. Don't be such a douchebag.
And there he goes
okay,
again.
Okay, well, listen, this is just not going to wash.
I've never been fond of people like this.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about, too. We'll let it go. You know, can't end it. Won't end it the right way. Won't be a stand-up guy.
Right.
Sit around and just, you know, snipe, snipe, snipe. He could write for the Washington Post.
We make tampons.
Jesus Christ.
We make tampons.
Hold on, that's, all circuits are busy. All circuits are busy now. Don't run away after picking a fight.
You know what? I was thinking we could break the glass, and as soon as he picks up, we could hit that, and then technically we'd be hanging up on him.
Yeah, let me just give him another chance, though.
Okay.
Good afternoon. I'm here, Timber.
Yeah, hi. This is the Don and Mike Show. I hope you don't mind going on the air with us. We're looking for the giant pussy who works there. The pussy who just answered the telephone, who's called our radio show and hung up, like the girl he is.
He's done it twice, and we need to speak with him again.
Are you sure they have the?
Yeah, we just called this number and talked to him a minute.
Yes,
ago.
We did.
He must be lurking around there somewhere.
Is there some emaciated, girly man who works in whatever business this is? He told us he makes tampons.
He told you what?
That he makes tampons when we asked what type of business he worked in. You see, we're doing a radio show. I'm sure it's on there in your office.
It is warm in our office. It's getting warmer by the
day. No. It's on in your office. The show is on in your office.
Okay?
I don't know, sir. Let me see if I can find the right party that you were talking
Very
about.
Very good.
Thank you.
He's
probably the guy you make fun of. Just give me the number one guy that everybody in the office makes fun of.
Oh, it's everybody.
Look for the smarmy guy.
Okay, hang on.
Probably got like a John Waters, Mike Piazza type mustache. Wearing his pants way up to his nipples.
Tell me again which radio station this is.
No, don't worry about it. He'll know. Find the guy that's listening to our show. Come on now.
Okay, hang on.
Thank you.
God. Everybody's playing dumb.
And that just adds to this guy's pussy level, is that the third time, he doesn't pick up the phone himself. Hello?
Hello?
Well, now this is not the same guy.
No, it's not the same guy.
It is.
No, is this the guy that called the Don and Mike Show?
Yeah, nobody here called the Don and Mike Show.
This is the same guy.
This is the same guy.
The same guy.
All right.
Okay, listen, what you said about tampons, that's not funny.
Why not?
Okay, I'm breaking the glass.
Okay, hold. Just wait 1 second before you break the glass.
Okay, he's going to hang up again.
Oh, he's not going to hang. You're not going to be such a pussy you hang up again, are you?
Never.
Never. Okay. Listen, whatever business it is that you're running, my point to you was, if I came into your store and I wasn't getting service that I liked, you didn't have what I liked, I would leave.
Sure.
And if I didn't like what you had, I would step up to the counter and I would tell you, but I wouldn't do it like this. I wouldn't come up and go... You don't have hammers! And then turn and run out the door.
I think he hung up. As I predicted he would.
Okay. This time I'll break the glass.
Thank you. No matter who it is?
No. It's gotta be the guy. I said hammers.
Hammer time.
Set up the hammer alarm.
Good afternoon,
Adam. Hi, Don and Mike Show. We're on the air again. Put him back on one more time, please.
Put that same guy back on the line.
Please, thank you for your time.
Yeah,
this time it just break the glass. We just wait.
They hung up again.
Okay, next time, I'm just going to break the glass when they pick up the phone. Because I'm positive the guy's listening to the show with his pants around his ankles.
He couldn't be happier. He thinks his performance was brilliant. Oh, what a tangled web we weave. I do like the way she answers the phone, though. It's like an old hee-haw sketch.
Warning. Warning. Terminate this call. Warning. This is not a test. This
is the potential tedious argument alarm system. The caller has activated the PTAA, indicating we all know you're better. We all know you'll beat them. And we also know you're an asshole. Call terminated.
There we go.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
And
we win.
Beautiful.
We always win with the PTAA.
PTAA. For your satisfaction.
Fantastic.
Yeah. It took three times for me to get it operating that time. But it's working.
Oh, yeah. It worked beautifully.
Working for you.
And I do believe that was the same guy that answered the phone.
I think so,
yes.
Too.
So we really got him.
Gotcha. Time out. We'll come back and spend the rest of the show just to piss that guy off talking about PlayStation. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, what else is on here, man? What else is on, huh?
Hey, Nookie, it's Robert Goulet.
That'll be enough of that
From the creators of Marky in the Middle, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Now listen, Dennis is here. We're going to talk to him in a second.
Yeah, we both know Dennis is here.
Dennis has just taken a big dookie in the bathroom.
Wonderful. You know that tape we have that we play, the one where we play it for Rosie O'Donnell quite a bit? The
diarrhea tape?
That is the sound right before you walked in. That is the sound I heard as Dennis came in going, la, 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 and went into the stall, and then I heard this,
well, he's just back from Mexico.
Yeah, maybe God. He drank some of the water.
So we'll get Dennis in here to find out what happened on his failed trip to the X-rated convention in Mexico tomorrow. What would you eat for a trip to Rome?
Hey, we're going
to
be dining all day tomorrow.
We've got a guy who's going to eat, speaking of Dennis's underwear, or drinking a tea made out of Dennis's underwear. Guy who's going to eat 5 cockroaches. Guy's going to eat 2 dozen worms. Guy's going to eat veal brain. Guy eat a quart of mayonnaise in 5 minutes. Guy's going to eat 10 pounds of chitlins and then a jar of grape jelly. Guy's going to drink a bottle of Tabasco. Guy's going to eat a cow's tongue. Guy's going to eat 100 jalapeno peppers in a minute. Guy's going to eat raw liver. Another guy's going to eat turkey balls. Another guy will eat a live octopus. A medical student will come down and eat actual skin tissue from a cadaver. We got a guy who's going to eat dog food out of his wife's ass. A guy who's going to eat a concoction of things in a blender. This is the guy who called and said you could put
hair,
pubic hair, cigarette butts.
All sorts of things in a blender, and he's going to drink it.
Right. Pepto-Bismol.
I'm getting queasy already.
Oh, yeah. We got another a girl who's going to eat pasta naked.
Right.
We have a guy who's going to eat eggs with the shell still on.
Mm-hmm.
We have some guy who claims he can eat 50 eggs. We have a woman who is going to swallow a banana whole while naked.
Very good.
Another girl who's going to eat eggs while she's naked.
Mm-hmm.
A guy who's going to eat bull's balls. A guy who's going to eat a bag of duck tongues. A guy who's going to shave all of his body hair and put it in a cream pie and eat it.
Oh.
A guy who's going to eat 10 cans of Spam. A guy who's going to eat the contents of a vacuum bag.
Right.
After our studio is vacuumed.
Uh-huh.
And a woman who's going to eat syrup and whipped cream off her own chest, and a totally naked girl who's going to make her body into a chocolate sundae, and she's going to eat everything off the top and the bottom.
Now, with all these people, we do have a lot of people that are going to be here. What is the time limit for eating?
5 minutes.
Your top time is 5 minutes, so you better be aware of that.
That's the most time you can spend. I think we got someone else for the contest now. Is this Corey?
Yes.
Corey, that's a dynamite lineup we have. What can you bring?
Well, I'm going to drink a glass of Fry Daddy oil.
Oh,
a Fry Daddy grease.
A glass of what?
Fry Daddy grease out of a French fry fryer.
Oh, really? You mean after it's been used?
Yes, sir, but not hot.
Okay, right. Oh, Fry Daddy. That's like the Fry Baby, right?
Is it used enough?
Yes, sir.
Is it used enough, Corey, that it's like cloudy and has leavings in it?
Oh, it's a year old at least.
Oh, ooh, that'll be good.
All right, Corey, come on down.
Oh, God.
Hold on, Lisa, we'll get your information.
Wow. Thank you.
There's going to be one hell of a show tomorrow. Yeah. Oh, and on line four, we want to say hello to Cheryl. Cheryl lives in New York, and she went to the World Series last night.
Mm-hmm.
with our tickets.
Right, and she was up there on the upper deck, and she had the limo and got the hot dogs, I suppose.
We got jibbed out of because Ken is such a bastard. Hello, Cheryl?
Hi.
Hi. First, and like we told you yesterday, thanks for listening to our show every night on NEW. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you for the tickets.
How was the game? How was the experience?
It was great. It was such a good experience. It was very cool. I mean, energy everywhere. It was packed. But it was really cool.
You know, I'm curious, even at Shea.
Yeah.
What's the breakdown of fans? You got pretty much equal? Do you have more people that are pulling for the Mets because it's their stadium? How did it break down?
It was equal.
Really?
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know, tickets are so accessible, but you just had to get through, which we could never get through this past Saturday. That's when they went on sale, so.
Did you wear your Yankee stuff?
I don't wear Yankee stuff. I just wear regular stuff.
Were there lots of people dressed up in Yankee stuff? And
there were people, they had hats, I mean, half-nude bodies with paint. I mean,
how are the fans getting along? How, you know, usually I know when it's Boston Red Sox and New York Yankees, I mean, it's warfare. How is it between the, you know, with the Subway Series? How are the fans? Were there fist fights or anything like that?
No, not in the stands. I mean, I can think of a few people at work and a few people around, you know, in my neighborhood that they have their, everyone decorates the windows. It's Long Island, so
gotcha.
Everyone has to decorate the window with something.
Now, how was the car ride? Was the car ride all right?
Oh, yeah, it was great.
Beautiful. And did the station buy you a hot dog, or did they buy you, well, whatever you wanted?
Well, they gave us money.
How much money did they give you? We're just keeping track of this. We want to make sure you were done right.
They gave us $20.
$20. You know, yeah. That is...
So two hot dogs and two beers.
You know, that is Ken and Jeremy all the friggin' way.
$20.
$20.
I'm lucky that you guys called Jeremy last night because I don't think that there was a car coming. I didn't even know. They didn't tell me.
In today's modern sports entertainment facilities, $20. You might as well give somebody a nickel.
That's nothing. $20. Did they at least give you $20 each?
No, they gave me a $20 bill with a sticky note on it, and the sticky note said, thanks for listening, love, Don and Mike.
Bastards!
And listen, please, Cheryl, do not think that that came from us.
Okay.
Goddamn, hold on. Cheryl, I'm going to get that gerbil on the phone right now.
I can't. One $20 bill for two. So what we're talking about is $10 a piece.
Hold on, did I lose her, Cheryl? I hung up on her. Hey, Charlie, will you call Cheryl back, please?
What is a hot dog at a ballpark? Now, it's about, what, $5.95, right?
At least.
Yeah. Maybe $6.95 for a big one.
Jesus.
I mean, I had change left over to maybe get, like, a small Coke.
I could understand if they gypped us like that.
But not only doing that, I'm giving them the $20 bill and then sticking our name on it.
Yeah, so thanks
like,
for
hey, you know, here, we're cheap.
Don and Mike. Jesus Christ.
But they couldn't free any money out of the promotional budget to maybe give him a $100 bill, which is really the number I would have thought.
Can I help you?
Yes, hi. Jeremy Coleman, please.
Moment.
You got her back online? Hey, Cheryl?
I'm here.
Hi, hold on. I'm sorry. I disconnected you.
Cheryl, just to recap, it was one $20 bill for the two of you, right?
Correct. Trinity Broadcasting, WNEW, can I help you?
Yeah, hi, this is Don and Mike. Can we talk to Jeremy, please?
Can you hold on a sec?
Sure. Will you tell him it's important?
No problem.
Thank you.
Pick a guy who would never pick...
Hey, Cheryl?
Yes?
How much did the hot dog cost? The an average, like, large hot dog?
Same
I think it's like $5.
$5.
I sent my fiancé to get him, and I stayed in the seat, but...
One $20 bill.
Got a beverage be worth, like, $1.75, something like
no,
that, right?
No, come on. Five.
Two hot dogs and two beers, and it was gone.
Yeah. I mean, and you were lucky. You were lucky that it stretched that much.
A beer is at least $5 at a ball game.
I have a couple of cents left to tip the driver.
Jesus Christ.
I can't believe what a bastard.
Well, we'll have to thank Jeremy for his overwhelming generosity.
Oh, you're welcome.
Jeremy.
Hey, boy. Hey, big spender.
Hey, listen. Way to go. Way to make us look nice. First, you give us this trip to New York to thank us for the number one ratings. Then you don't get us hotel rooms. So then we give the tickets away to somebody from the WNEW listening audience.
Yes.
We got to strong arm you into sending the car out. And then...
I was going to do that all along.
No. Wait. And then... You give the girl $20 with a note on that says, thanks from Don and Mike. $20?
For hot dogs.
Do you know how far $20 goes in the American Stadium?
How freaking cheap are you?
How many hot dogs can you buy for
$20? Hold on. Jeremy, hot dogs was simply a euphemism for concessions, a pennant.
In what world? A hot dog is a hot dog.
A hat. Hold on. Cheryl, how much was a hat last night at the game? Did you happen to notice?
I think hats were like $25, but I got a shirt, which was like $25.
Jeremy,
Jesus! Jeremy, we're talking about, you know, we're talking about the traded out tickets, tickets that the station didn't pay for.
Listen, Cheryl, how much did you pay on your own for whatever souvenirs you got?
We spent about $100.
Okay, well then, Jeremy Coleman and WNEW are going to write you a check for $100.
There you go.
Okay,
bravo. Just to show that they're a big-time radio station that has a promotional budget that can free up $100 instead of a $20 bill to go to the World Series.
And a $20 bill that has our names on it. I mean, you know, frankly, I would think they would have spiffed some $100.
I would have thought so.
You know, have something to eat, have a drink, get yourself a hat and a shirt.
Sure.
What is the point of my being on this call?
Just so you know that you're going to be spiffing them $100.
Yeah.
Cheryl, no, you are. No, I mean, I swear to God I'm serious. You give this girl $20 and then you put our name on a Post-it note?
We gave away World Series tickets.
No, hold on. We gave away World Series tickets because you screwed our trip up there.
I'm going. Bye-bye.
All right, there goes Jeremy Coleman. No. He's angry. He's going to be having a fit now.
He is, you know what, I'll tell you what, he is no better than those pricks we just called from Wichita.
Absolutely.
He's no better. There was another brief glimpse into the secret world of Jeremy Coleman. Hey, Cheryl?
Yeah.
We'll make it so, Cheryl.
You're getting $100.
Oh, thank you. You don't have to do that.
No, we do. No. Don't worry. You have nothing to do with this. This is between us and Jeremy.
That
got kind of ugly.
Yeah, of course it got ugly.
Frankly,
does it always
Cheryl,
get that ugly?
Well, when you're working with a prick like Jeremy, yes. I mean, come on.
You know, it's always, you know what it is? Here's the issue, Cheryl. And the issue with us, and I think Don will agree with me on this, it's the bare minimum. It's getting by with just the bare minimum. You know, it's going to the letter of the law. And when we heard a hot dog, we figured, you know, a little cash for the game, because, I mean, two people going to a game, I think, really, you're talking a minimum $100
and
go in there and have a nice evening.
If they hadn't gypped us out of our free trip up there to go to the game, and if they had come to us and said, here you go, here's $10 each for a hot dog, we would have looked him in the eye and said, F you, why don't you put another zero on the end of that bill?
Well, so, usually what they do is, you know, say it's $102.07, they give you $102.
And yeah, 7 cents.
Like, something like that, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's what I figured. And everyone's saying, oh, you're going to get money for hot dogs. It's so cool.
I just, you know, here's the issue here. Yeah, I can see your face, anybody's face, mm-hmm. when you get the note with a $20 bill inside of it. Because, I mean, let's be honest, in 2001, a $20 bill is not what it used to
Nothing.
Be.
You wipe your ass with a $20 bill.
I mean, as sad as that is, I mean, you can't go to a ballpark today and stretch $20 out that much.
No, you know what? As a matter of fact, Cheryl, just to screw them even more, we're going to have it come out of the money here.
Yeah.
We'll take the money out of the JFK money.
Absolutely.
That'll
no, bad blood.
No, because that'll...
Don't worry about it.
Listen, that'll piss Ken off even more.
Absolutely.
So listen,
we'll take it out of our promotional budget that we can control.
Yeah, hold on just a second, please.
Sure.
And as a matter of fact, you know, I'm so embarrassed. Let's give this girl $200.
$200. $100 for her, $100 for her significant other.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Wow. Yeah, just to prove a point here.
Because
thank you, guys.
Because Jeremy is a prick and Ken is a bigger prick.
Oh, no.
God, they are. I swear to God, they are. Just tell me this. How were the seats? Because those were the seats that we were supposed to have last night.
They were high.
Of course they were.
But they were in the stadium, and that's all that mattered to me.
Okay. Cheryl is a very nice lady.
A great winner.
Extremely nice winner, and she's being as nice. I don't think she has to say anything more about right, those seats.
Honestly, they were really good. They were right field. You know, I could look down and see everything fine.
Were you able to smell the jet fumes?
Yeah, actually, planes were going over all night long.
Listen, honey.
So loud.
Did you need, seriously now, if you wanted to look like when Piazza came up to bat, would you need binoculars?
Yeah.
You would need binoculars.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Right. Enough said. Okay, then you absolutely get $200 from us.
Thank you.
And you know what? Jesus, it's a good thing that we didn't go up there.
You remember years ago when we went to a World Series game when Goodman got us the tickets?
Yeah.
You remember where we were sitting? We were practically on the field.
Yeah, right. They were right on the first base line.
Absolutely.
We had great. It was for the Mets and the Red Sox.
Absolutely.
All right, well, listen, Cheryl, please remember that the people who gypped you there, that was WNEW Radio.
Okay, I'll remember.
That was not us. And,
you guys are too classy for that.
Thank you, and if you hold on, we'll get your address. We'll cut your check for $200 today. Take the extra money, go out and have a good time.
Okay, thank you guys. Right, I enjoy the show.
Thank you, and thanks for listening.
Thanks.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
We picked a winner there. Honest to God, she was a winner.
Cheryl,
I mean,
she was great.
Terrific. Really, really. I'm so glad that she's going to be the recipient of this because she couldn't be nicer.
Can you just imagine the disappointment, though? The girl calls our show. She wins World Series tickets. Impossible to get. You know, and I do believe she was right when she said that if we hadn't called Jeremy yesterday, there wouldn't have been a car for her.
Oh, I agree.
That I believe, too. So she gets a car. Now it's not a limo.
Right.
It's a town car,
mm-hmm.
but still it's a car. But imagine your horror when you sit down and the driver turns around and says, incidentally, this is for you, and he gives you an envelope, and you open it up, and there's a $20 bill inside.
We were laughing yesterday about saying it would be $20 a piece, mm-hmm. that they'd be that cheap, and then
they gave them actually $10
a piece. $10 a piece.
For a
and you know what?
Hot dog.
The boyfriend went out, or the fiance went out to get the beers. I really would love to know the actual cost
right.
of a hot dog and a beer.
I think a hot dog is $5.25 and a beer is like $7.25.
Something like that. Yeah, over the allotted amount of money.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but then again, they said they'd buy us a hot dog, not a beer.
Right.
Jesus Christ. What effers they are.
Get by with the minimum.
You know, and who doesn't...
That sucks.
Who doesn't know that if you go to a World Series or a Super Bowl, that a hat is $25, a T-shirt's $25. Go to a Metallica concert. A T-shirt of Metallica concert's $35.
And, you know, we're not talking about this for us. We're talking about this for a radio station that's giving a prize away and making it a special evening at the World Series. That if you think we're whining about something that's not significant, we are. Because when you're a radio station and you're giving somebody a prize, you ought to go first class.
Maybe concessions are cheaper at a cricket match.
All right, with Jeremy. Jesus. What a prick that guy is. What a little daft prick he is. I'm serious. Oh, I would have loved for him to try that on us. You know, pick us up at a Volkswagen and give us each a $10 bill. So there you go. Have a good time, guys.
Have fun.
Have a good time. And if you want to see anything, maybe you can rent some Binocs when you're there.
Sure.
Okay. Well, Cheryl, thank you.
You know, Cheryl, who's a nice person, you know, actually considering the driver, too, that has to be tipped. The nice thing to do is to tip the driver.
Right.
You know.
And I'm sure she did out of her own pocket.
Of course she did out of her own pocket. Like she got her souvenirs out of her own pocket. And like she paid for most of her hot dog and beer out of her own pocket.
Right.
After the 20 was burned up.
Right. After they gave the tickets to us, then we're too cheap to pay for two hotel rooms.
Yeah.
God, what bastards they are. Really? Bastards.
After we were rewarded for number one ratings on our station here in Washington,
right.
D.C.
God damned bastards.
There you go.
Rot in hell. Both of you deserve each other.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Have you seen my baseball?
Sorry.
Hey, check it out.
Have you seen my baseball?
Hey, buddy, come here. I think I know where your ball is.
You seen my baseball?
Yeah, I see it. See that girl over there? She has. Except that she doesn't call it a baseball. She's got another name for it.
Have you seen my wiener?
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Give on up, man, and have a meal. And enjoy the Don and Mike Show.
Yes, here we are. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello,
you're on the air.
Hey, I just want to talk about that Tightwad Jeremy Coleman. I know you guys rolled tape on your show, but I could have sworn that when you guys talked to him about arranging that limo, he specifically swore that she was going to be, like, one of the happiest prize winners you ever had.
Those were his words.
Yeah, was it really, Buzz? I don't remember exactly.
He said she'll be a very happy winner. He did use the word happy.
Well, it's an angry Jeremy Coleman today.
Well, I guess everything's relative to him, but how much happiness can you buy with, like you said, $20?
And that's $10 a person.
Yeah. And, you know, this is not, saying that the average American fan is spoiled. This is what stadiums in America have become. This is really
right.
a recent phenomenon. Over the last decade, things have gone absolutely nuts. It's ridiculous. And it's a lot more than what you would do if you went out and bought, like, a dozen hot dogs in the grocery store. It's ludicrous.
You have a hard time having a great time at the Frederick Keys game with that kind of money.
All right, they're a minor league team. Okay, thank you. Point well taken. He's a daft prick.
Don and Mike, you guys are the radio gods. You make my drive home worth driving.
Thank you.
I've been listening to you a long time. Thanks for everything.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Do me a favor. You see Jeremy Coleman, just kill him.
No.
Really, just put a knife right through his heart.
Oh, no. Who would we have to yell at if we did that?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. His replacement. Or Big Gum Jim.
Big Gum Jim.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
How's it going? Louisiana calling.
Yeah, you know, there's no shortage of dumb program directors in the world.
Yeah, there are plenty of them to go around.
Ever seen The Matrix? Well, of course you have. You know when Keanu Reeves first finds out that The Matrix is what it really is? And when he wakes up in that like, cocoon thing, and all the wires spring out of his arms, and he wakes up, and he's, like, in that tub full of Jell-O, sure. And he looks out, and he sees just fields and fields mm-hmm. of other people who are being harvested. Mm-hmm. Same way with programs. Program directors.
Yeah, we harvest them.
I just fields and fields of them.
Harvest program directors.
Hello.
It's a good harvest.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey, how you doing?
Fine.
Having a ball with you guys, as usual. Wanted to know when the King of Queens episode with Don's going to be on.
I have no idea.
When do they? They usually about a month in advance let you know, right?
Yeah, I don't know. They said it'd probably be before the first of the year.
And what's your dialogue?
Oh, come on, please. Watch the show. I ran through this the other day.
I'm sorry. I had to go to work.
Okay, thank you.
It's a price you pay. His line, just if you were, weren't paying attention, was, I love Vicky.
That's Leah's mom.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
On when you were doing the president's golf tournament.
Right.
Did they ever get you on TV?
Not really. I mean, they did. I mean, technically, I was in a few shots, but it was really my voice that was on most of the time because I was off to the right of the players on the first tee. And, even though I had my Sunday best, my go-to-school outfit on.
Fancier closures. Yeah.
By the way, I've been listening to you guys for 2 years down here in Wichita. I run my family owns a lumber company, and I drive truck, but I've never been able to see you guys. So I was just hoping maybe I caught you on TV that day.
Well, the thing is, what I was wearing was I had a blue blazer on. I had a really nice gold and blue striped tie with a white shirt, and then I was wearing a very sensible blue skirt. It was very dignified.
That's what you wear when you really want to dress to impress. Right.
Absolutely. Oh. Absolutely. And everybody that saw me said, I'm a pretty girl.
Did you have on flats or pumps?
I had pumps on, but they got mad because, with the heel, you go into the tee, and the grass gets messed up. And, I had a very good time.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I was just going to let you guys know about the PlayStation. I was looking at a magazine, and they've already started making the PlayStation 3.
Of course they have.
So it's all those suckers are just going to blow their $300 away.
Right.
And then in 2 years, they're going to have to probably spend $500.
Right, because the Japanese are still screwing us. Some of you think that Pearl Harbor was 50 years ago. I'm telling you, it's still happening today.
Yeah,
and you didn't stump me with that the other day.
You know, I said, I came in, I said, okay, guys, famous war movie, okay? Here's a line from a famous war movie.
Yeah.
And Don had Tora, Tora, Tora.
Tora, Tora, Tora.
What a movie.
Love that war movie.
Great movie.
Hello?
Yeah, I stayed up and got one of those PlayStations at the store. And those guys in there, they're like real guys.
Okay.
They're little men, and they run around, and you got a little thing. You do bang, bang, bang. And it's like they're little men in a box. They're like, I'm telling you, man, the PlayStation 2 is probably the best video game that I've seen. I mean, the graphics are totally awesome.
Okay. Go ahead and mock us.
Yes.
Yeah. What? About the PlayStation 2.
Yeah, what about the PlayStation
2? It's like those guys are real.
Goodbye. Go ahead and mock me and my brothers.
Oh, my God.
We're genuinely excited about it.
Oh, well, Jeff, that's why I was late coming in here. He was like, see, I came by and he, like, throws these games in front of me, like Tekken and Madden 2, and it's just like, here it is. He's excited about the games and he doesn't even have the system yet.
As it compared to Sony merchandising, Pearl Harbor was a greeting card.
That's right.
Okay, the way that Sony's screwing us on this.
Sony, the one and only.
Here's what we will do. We will make 5 million. 5 million.
Mirren.
We will make 5 million of these units. However, we only ship 100,000 to America. Oh, that's why we are so great.
There will be criminals in the streets that will be selling them on the black market. They will be selling them over eBay. It will cause quite a furor.
Yeah, and imagine they're drinking their sake right now over in Japan. Over there at the,
hold on, the hotline's ringing.
Hello, hotline.
Hey, Dad, did you get one?
No, of course I didn't get one, Barney.
I'm sorry, I just turned it on and I heard you being so excited about it, I thought you had got one.
No. I was not going to get up in line at 5 o'clock this morning. I mean, I know it's your number one choice for Christmas, and like I've told you, I'll work as hard as I can to get it for you. But no, it's just...
Well, do you think you could later today or something?
Later today or something what?
Yep. One.
No.
One.
Nobody. No. If there is a PlayStation 2 in our future, it will be under the Christmas tree for you.
But what if I buy one?
This is the new argument now that I get. Because, you know, he had a job over the summer.
Right, so he's saved a little money?
And he's got a little money. Well, if you can find a store that has one, if you want to spend your own money on it, and then not have any money. God, this is just like a conversation at home.
Mm-hmm.
And then not have any money for your homecoming dance, which is coming up, and not have any money for anything else, then go ahead.
I'd have to play PlayStation 2.
he'd have the PlayStation 2, is what he said.
Yes, you would.
It'd be so cool.
All right, you're doing the voice now. I got you. Okay. How'd school go today?
Fine.
Yeah? Anything new?
Not really.
Any thoughts on who the lucky lady's going to be for that homecoming dance?
No.
And I got the great news last night from Frida that, actually, this part's not great, that my mother-in-law has a medical condition, and my wife's going to have to go up to the beach, as it turns out, in a couple of weeks to help her through this medical condition. And as it turns out, the weekend that my wife is going to be up at the beach helping her mom recuperate, it's the weekend of Bart's homecoming, which means that, again, just like last year, I'm going to be in charge of chauffeuring everybody around.
Hey, Bart?
Yeah?
You think there's a chance you could maybe ask somebody out that doesn't live in Pennsylvania this time? So your dad doesn't have to drive as far? Because wasn't it last year that the girl lived way, way out? And,
she lived an hour away.
Is she in the running for this homecoming, Bart?
No.
Oh, really? Okay.
No. Hey, let me ask you something.
She's ugly.
Oh,
Bart, now come on. Don't say what if she's listening.
But she's not.
She's not what?
Listening.
But what if her friends are listening and it gets back to her? You take that back. She's not ugly. She was cute.
I take that back.
Okay. She's cute. Say it.
She's the most beautiful woman in the world.
Oh, come on now. Listen, consider that girl's feelings. Hey, come on. You know how sometimes you've had your feelings hurt when I've said stuff that you don't want me to say on the radio?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She's cute.
Think about that girl. All right. Let me ask you, is the older woman in the running this year?
Who?
Whoever that senior is.
No.
You know,
senior citizen?
No.
No.
There's a high school senior.
That's enough. No.
Okay, see? See how you don't like it?
So she's not in the running.
No.
Okay. Do you have a girl picked out for homecoming yet?
No.
No? When are you planning on making that decision? Isn't the dance like in 2 weeks?
It'll fix itself.
It'll fix itself. This is a confident young man here.
Yes, he is.
It'll fix itself. Well, listen, no, I don't have the PlayStation for you.
Okay.
Do you know all the presidents?
Yeah.
Okay, now, be honest with me. Do you have the paper there?
No.
Okay, then. Let's go. Do them.
Washington, Adams, Jefferson, Madison, Monroe, Adams, Jackson, Van Buren, Harrison, Tyler, Polk, Taylor, Cleveland, Harrison, Cleveland.
Yeah.
There's too many. I don't care.
No, no, no. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Cleveland, McKinley, Roosevelt. Wait. Roosevelt, Taft, Harding. No. Yeah. No. Taft, Wilson, Harding, Coolidge.
Right.
Hoover, Roosevelt, Truman, Eisenhower, Kennedy, Johnson. No, I missed 10 presidents. I just skipped 10. Doesn't matter.
I know that you didn't have FDR in there, did you?
Yeah, you had Roosevelt.
Or did you have...
I didn't have Lincoln or Fillmore or a lot of people.
Grant.
All right, take it from the top again. Take it from the top.
Washington, Adams, Jefferson, Madison, Monroe, Adams, Jackson, Van Buren, Harrison, Tyler, Polk, Taylor, Fillmore, Pierce, Buchanan, Lincoln, Johnson, Grant, Hayes, Garfield, Arthur, Cleveland, Harrison, Cleveland, McKinley, Roosevelt, Taft,
no.
Wilson, Harding,
no, you got
Coolidge.
Too many. You're already up to like 41.
Yes, I did have Lincoln.
Sorry. Hey, don't. Hey.
It's your mother, Mike?
Hey.
Sorry.
All right. The pressure.
I wasn't up to 41.
The pressure of being a high school student.
Yes, you were.
Okay, Dad.
All right, let's try it one more time. And
I'm going to start over.
I'm going to count.
Start counting now, okay?
Okay, here we go. Ready? Go.
Washington, Adams, Jefferson, Madison, Monroe, Adams, Jackson, Harrison, Tyler, Polk, Taylor, Fillmore, Pierce, Buchanan, Lincoln, Johnson, Grant, Hayes, Arthur. No. Grant, Hayes, Garfield, Arthur. No. Grant Hayes.
I lose track.
Okay,
no,
you got to start over again.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Start over again. Come on, one more time, really. I mean, this is all we've been working on now.
Is this going to be an oral exam here? Or?
Dad, I did it yesterday. It doesn't matter.
Barney, I know you did it yesterday. It does matter. Try it now. If you had it last night, you'll have it now.
I didn't have it last night. I had it yesterday during the day.
Didn't we go over this last night? Oh, no, you were doing your Spanish. Okay, one more time, from the top, go. Washington.
Adams, Jefferson, Madison, Monroe, Adams, Jackson, Jackson, Van Buren, Harrison, Tyler, Polk, Taylor, Fillmore, Pierce, Buchanan, Lincoln, Grant, no, Lincoln, Johnson, Grant, Hayes, Garfield, Arthur, Cleveland, Harrison, Cleveland, Roosevelt, Taft, Wilson, Harding, Hoover, Roosevelt, Truman, Eisenhower, Kennedy,
good,
Johnson, Nixon, Ford, Carter, Reagan, Bush, Gore, Bush.
Okay, hold on.
Gore?
Gore, Bush. No, wait, hold on a second.
Gore, hey, way to go.
Bush, Clinton, Bush, whatever.
I think he missed Coolidge, didn't he?
No, I counted 41, which is the correct total.
I said Coolidge.
Yeah, no.
How many people?
I fought him. Except for the end when he said the Gore, Bush stuff instead of Clinton.
Well, I'm going to say how many people could get 10.
That's true.
You know?
What we do, just wait till the O'Mara ladies get older, and you have to start going over this crap with them every night.
I was giving him some credit.
No, well, no, what I'm saying is,
yes.
I didn't either.
Right.
I didn't remember it either. But after doing this list with him 1,000 times.
It's tough.
Yeah.
It would be the kind of thing, I would think that this is the kind of thing, if you memorize it in school, I never had to memorize all the presidents. That it would be the kind of thing that would stick with you. You know, it's like multiplication tables.
No, because I had to memorize them once in sixth grade.
Yeah,
and
really?
I had to memorize them many times in school, and it didn't stick with me either.
No, you did good, Barney. You had 41 there.
That's great.
Very good. I'm proud of you.
It was easy when Buzz had to memorize it because there's only three names.
No, I had forgotten about President Arthur.
I got in trouble when I was in history class because I would always ask the teachers if I could memorize the Cuban leaders.
It's easier.
That was always very easy.
Buzz, are you implying there's not a President Arthur?
No, I'm saying there is. It's just, you know, you hear and people make jokes about Millard Fillmore and we have all these presidents and nobody ever mentions President Arthur. And
President Beatrice Arthur.
Made me think.
What Arthur is it? What's the first name?
I don't know. Ask Bart.
There's a President Arthur?
That was one of the ones you just said.
No, I mean, is there, Buzz? I mean,
yeah,
were you...
Yeah, yeah, there's one of the last name of Arthur, yeah.
Chester A. Arthur.
Chester A. Arthur. Well, who was he after?
Garfield.
Okay. And Garfield got assassinated, right?
Chester A. Arthur is the 21st president.
I think he was killed.
Was he?
Yep.
Garfield the cat.
All right.
Well, good work on that, and no PlayStation.
Okay.
All right, be a good boy till Christmas.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And let me know who you're thinking about taking a homecoming. Because we're going to go through that whole exercise again this year.
No.
Yes, we are. I'm going to go into the house. I'm going to...
No.
Yes, I'm going to meet the parents. I'm going to take...
No.
Meet the parents.
I'm going to take the pictures.
No.
Absolutely.
Not if my friend and I can somehow pool enough money to get some sort of limo.
No. Listen, this was the other discussion we had. You are 15. There is no limo. The limo is Dad's Cadillac.
Dad, so the only thing is, when I get older, I can drive. So now when I can't drive, I want to get a limo.
Yes, when you get older, God damn, excuse me. Gosh darn, this is just like being at home with him. When you get older, you can do your hair. You can do anything you want. But for now, no limo. And when I say when you get older, I mean
30.
When you move out of my house.
But Dad.
Yes.
Why will I want to get a limo then?
Hey, Bart, trust me, I'm 41. Limos are always fun.
Listen, Uncle Mike and I wanted a limo to go to the World Series last night.
Limos are fun.
Yeah, but I won't need a limo to go to homecoming.
Right, that's right. You won't need a limo to go to homecoming, and you're not getting a limo to go to homecoming this year. Because I'm driving you, and that's it.
Right.
Hey, Marty.
Yeah?
Hey, come on. You know what? I mean, I know we're on the radio and everything, but you know I'm using my real dad voice.
I know. Yes, sir.
All right. Love you. See ya.
I'm going to feel bad, so I got to go.
You what?
Mom says we're driving into a bad cell.
Into a bad cell. Okay. All right. Good job on the presidents. Love you. I'll see you tonight.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, it's a line you laid on me one time years ago. I'll lay it on you. I love watching you parent. I don't know when you said that to me, but it was one of the funniest things I ever heard.
Jesus Christ.
There you go. He's a good boy.
Oh, he's an excellent boy. He's a fantastic son. I love him, but he's not getting PlayStation, and there's no way he's getting a limo for homecoming. He's a sophomore. He's 15.
Yeah, but when he gets, I think the idea is you get the limo when you can drive, so you don't have to drive.
Correct.
There you go.
Correct. Right. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey. Hey, this is Maggie.
Hi, Maggie.
How are you?
We're doing great, thank you.
I just wanted to tell you something which is going to be very disappointing as a parent trying to teach, but I was a high school history, you know, star, went to college and graduate school in American history, and I don't remember them. I don't even remember the first five presidents anymore.
No, listen.
It doesn't matter. You know, you do it over and over and over again. And the thing is, if they don't talk about what those presidents did, but just simply learn them in a row, it has no meaning at all.
Okay, honey, listen, please. I understand how the system works, but I have a son who is a sophomore in high school, and he has to memorize them.
Oh, I'm not saying he doesn't have to memorize, especially if his teacher makes him do it. He's got to do it. He wants to get a good grade on the test.
Right,
but, and that's a lot. If you're going to talk about what every single president did, that's a pretty tall order. But then again, that's why you go to college and become a history major.
That's true. But you learn a little bit. You know, you learn which war was associated with which...
Honey, he's in 10th grade, honey.
He's in 10th grade. He's supposed to be learning that stuff.
Please, let him just learn the list. Jesus Christ. Okay, let him...
I have to say I was extremely impressed. I couldn't believe he did it. And what was better is you kept bugging him. And my parents, the more they bugged me, you know, the more stubborn I got. He's a good kid, you know? He wanted to do
it. Thank you. He is. Thank you. Goodbye.
Hellcat!
Goodbye.
Now, I thought she was okay, boys. Let's not be too hard on the woman. I think she was actually being supportive. I think she was.
She was just being supportive in a cunning way, that's all. That's all. Hello, Don and my show. I mean, listen, don't you think that a lot of times when I'm sitting at home with my kid, that I really have to bite my tongue to say, this junk is worthless?
Right.
This junk that they're making you learn, even though, see, my thought when I was a kid was that I knew what I wanted to do. I knew that this is what I wanted to do.
Right.
And I knew that the junk I was learning was not going to be valuable to me in my real life.
I think educationally, when you talk about any kind of academics, I seriously do believe this. I've always believed this. In the area of academics, I think history, this kind of stuff, is the best thing to learn. Because history does repeat itself.
Yes, it does.
And I think it's good to know. It's fun to know, and it works.
But I was, like I said, I was lucky enough to know that I wasn't going to go out and get a Joe job.
Right.
That I was going to, play records and then do whatever else happened in radio. But I memorized the stuff. I aced the test. Boom. Don't you think it is, and you'll find this with your kids, that like the other night when I was going over this list of the presidents with Bart, after like the 20th time in a row, there's a part of me that just wants to say to him, listen, this really is never going to come up.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
He wants to be a veterinarian when he grows up. I mean, who knows what he wants to do when he goes to college.
I know that when my kids are going to be involved in algebra and things like that, the areas that I have trouble with, that's when I'm going to feel that way. That's what being a parent
is. You just have to say, okay, no, let's do it again. And that's why I got pissed at this lady. Because,
right.
Yes, of course, I realize that. And in a perfect world, he would know what every president does. But it's not a perfect world. His job is to learn the list.
And if he wants to go, like, on to law school and do that kind of stuff, that's where you really have to memorize, what...
No, I want to say this. Right. Two things for Bart. No son of mine will be a disc jockey. No son of mine will be a lawyer.
Attaboy, Don.
That's all I ask.
Way to go.
Anything else, I'm talking pimp, garbage man, TV weatherman. I don't care how crappy the job is. No disc jockeys. No lawyers.
And with that said, of course, you acknowledge the fact that you have literally no control over that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you're safe.
Right, I got no control on that.
Yes, sir. He'll be a lawyer on the radio.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, why are you yelling at Mike Piazza? Jesus whore.
Because he's a pussy.
Mike Piazza is the most wonderful man in the world.
Oh, please. Well, why don't you go and have a gay wedding and marry him?
No, listen. Then. Mike Piazza used to leave me tickets to baseball games when he was a Dodger.
Oh.
He just did it out of the kindness of his heart.
How come he can't hit a breaking ball?
5 RBIs and 2 home runs in the World Series.
How come he can't hit a breaking ball?
Well, we don't have to talk about that.
Oh, no, we don't have to talk about that. We can just talk about how he
still has half the team's RBIs in the world. You're going to have fun sitting on the toilet.
Yeah, I know I'm going to sit on the toilet. I've pretty much conceded that to Mike.
That's a very dangerous sign. Mets fans now turning on each other.
Exactly. Well, congratulations. You are Father of the Year. I agreed with everything you said. But Jesus whore, Mike Piazza is a wonderful person.
Jesus whore? Did he
say?
That's
a new one on me.
Jesus whore.
That's what he said.
I don't know what relationship you and Mike Piazza had, but I'm telling you, I watched the guy last night. And frankly, all I ask is that every time he is at the plate, he hits a home run.
Do you have his dandruff? I want to find out how big a Mike Piazza fan are. Do you have his dandruff commercial on videotape?
You know I do. Right between, Biker Babes 1 and Biker Babes 2.
That's right. He J.O.'s to it.
Absolutely.
Right.
All right. And listen, to Mike Piazza, I'm just singling him out because, frankly, I don't know the names of any other Mets. Otherwise,
Mike Bornick.
I'd be yelling at them, do that big fat Hawaiian guy. I wish he'd get off his ass and do something, too.
Hey, Calvin Schiraldi's my favorite pitcher of all time.
Oh, F you. Yeah, you got me now. F you.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yeah, hi.
What's up?
Hey.
I'm right now in Manhattan on 74th Street and Broadway.
Yeah?
There is a GQ Man of the Year Award.
Yes. Oh, that, as a matter of fact, they are tonight in New York.
Don and I, people I should know that Don and I are going to be flying up after the show.
Congratulations.
We're not presenting. We're actually winning an award.
That's great.
You know what?
We're the finalists.
I made the Don and Mike Show poster because I work in this area, and I saw the ad of this award yesterday, And I made
two men more opposite from the GQ Man of the Year.
No doubt about it.
Absolutely.
You and me. All right. Well, listen. What's your first name?
Malik.
Malik, if you're going to the GQ Awards tonight in New York.
Hey, Mr. Tom Cruise. Don and Mike, say hi.
Hold up the sign. Thank you for the support.
Uh-huh.
Appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Malik.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, how you doing there? Yeah, good to see you. Hey, be a blast. Don and Mike are good.
I love Don and Mike show.
Yes, Don Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, if I could make it down there tomorrow, I would win your contest.
All right, but you started the call out with the word if.
Well, I live in Wichita. That's the only problem.
Goodbye.
Hey, Giorgio Armani, how about Don and Mike go party with you, eh?
Hey, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Mr. Joseph Abood, Don and Mike love to go on your yacht, no?
You're king of the designers, man. You lost me. Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Now, we dropped that now, and this is not even the original How You Doing guy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, then.
Okay, bye.
Take it easy.
See you later.
Bye.
Thank you, though.
I thought he was very polite.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
And good-natured.
Hello?
Yes, hey there. I was listening to another radio show this morning, and I heard them using the S word, no problem. Is that something that's already been talked about?
No. The S word is not allowed by any radio station. What I would urge you to do, I mean, I know this sounds like a rat bastard thing, but I would urge you, if you hear that, to tape it and send a tape to the FCC.
Well, yeah. They were just using it like it was no big deal.
Well, that's fine, and we're not going to ask what show it was, because that's not what we're going to do, because I think that's what you want us to do.
Right.
Well, I was just curious.
Yeah.
Just curious.
Right. All right, guys.
Right.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Right.
Yeah.
He was sitting there waiting for us to go, what show are you talking about?
Right. And frankly, you know, I don't know. That sounds like telling on somebody. I think you should tell on somebody. If there is some show dropping the S word.
Right.
You know. Tape it, send it to the FCC, let them get their ass, you know, fine like we get our asses fine.
Yeah, yeah, they'll be in a world of S.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Although if I had my druthers about the one that I could use on a regular basis, it would be the all-purpose F.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the F word would be used much more liberally.
Yeah. F's number one. S is number two.
S is number two.
Yeah, it is. Hello, Don and Mike show.
PlayStation 2 today. I was waiting up at the Circuit City by Germantown Road, and if you guys want to see what it'll look like, I'll bring it right to the studio for you, and you can play it till you go home.
Yeah, we'd like to see what it looks like.
No, we don't want to see it. Come on.
Sure we would.
No, we
don't. Why don't you, how about this? Why don't you bring it by, and we'll just borrow it overnight.
Okay. Mike, you don't even really want the PlayStation.
Okay.
I waited for 12 hours. I want the PlayStation.
We'll give it back to you. Tomorrow.
No, listen, thank you, honey. Thank you, though.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Go enjoy it. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
We'll give it to you Monday.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I tell you, the Mets, man, they're terrible.
Yes, right, they suck.
You're picking on the wrong guy, though. You got to pick on Mike Bordick. That guy is doing like 120.
Mike Bordick.
Bordick.
Mike Bordick.
Okay. All right, I'll pick on him. Like I said, I just pick on Piazza because he's the only guy I know. And he does have that queer John Waters mustache.
Got Al Leiter going tonight.
Right.
Right. He should be okay.
Al Leiter's a fag.
Timo Perez. What kind of name is Timo? Is that a little girl playing right field or is that a man out there?
Goodbye.
Hey, there was a great hockey player that used to play for the Washington Capitals named Timo Blomqvist.
Was that Randall's brother?
No, not at all.
All right, time out, please, everybody. Jesus, I don't know what happened to that break. That was all over the road. Oh, Dennis is here, right?
Yes, Dennis.
Oh, that's right, because we saw Dennis taking a crap in the bathroom.
Yeah, he's all done.
And we'll find out what he did in Mexico when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I flopped the nut straight.
That's it. What the f*** you talking about that? To take it back?
Yes, eh? Yes. No more. No. Not tonight. This son of a bitch all night. He tick, tick, tick. He trapped me.
Well, are you feeling satisfied now, Teddy? Because I can go on busting you up all night.
Yes. Yes.
He beat me. Straight up. Paid that man his money.
always take you with me. Everywhere.
They'll gladly run around circles for ye, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Well, we're going to be giving away more Redskins tickets here for Monday Night Football.
Good.
Doing something a little different in a couple of seconds. Tickets to see the Redskins and the Titans Monday Night Football. Dress in your Halloween costume. Go to the special Halloween haunted house. That's located between Stadium Gate D and E. Between 6 p and halftime, the best
adult costume
wins two tickets round trip air and hotels to Phoenix to see the Redskins play the Cardinals November 5th. Tickets courtesy of the Washington Redskins. Join Robe Speed Bump, who is the official judge of the Halloween costume contest. We will give those tickets away shortly. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Jeff. Don, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, listen, I'm just curious. Are you going to have these guys inside or outside when they chew all this stuff up?
What, for the contest tomorrow? Inside, yeah. Here in the studio.
Oh, Christ, you better lay down plastic, because they're going to have trouser chili from hell.
No, I think we're going to have a big old garbage bag in here, so yeah. They, you know, if they have to spew, they can spew into that.
Yes, in fact, if there is vomitosis, and if it is a naturally occurring vomitosis...
Then have somebody eat that.
That could be extra points, actually, tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
And let me tell you, you have... Lisa is a pit bull with lipstick. Holding these people back. I've tried for 2 days to get talk to you guys. I work for a meat company, and I could have really made you some real special hot dogs.
All right. Well, listen, Lisa does her job very well. There's probably a very good reason you've not gotten through until today.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Thank you.
And I, for one, hope that we have a contingency plan, so if there is the vomitorium, that it's immediately whisked out of here, you know, that they get it out quick, because the odor of vomit will make me vomit, and I don't want to vomit on the air.
That plan's name is Lisa. Listen, I'm sorry.
Well, hey, you know, we don't discriminate on this show, and that would be, whether a male or female, that position would be responsible for that.
All right, she's the vomit girl tomorrow. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Don, yes. Mike, how you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Hey, I have a question for Mike.
Yeah.
Mike, do you still do the guitar with your toenail?
Man, no. That's not me, sir.
That was me.
Got the wrong person.
Oh, man.
That was me.
Can you do it for me? I'd love to hear it.
No, I'd love to do it if you could only remember the bit. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, hello.
Hi.
You know the guy that's going to do the, they've been calling them bloodworm or leeches. I think someone's thinking that they're leeches, but if you talk about fishing bait, bloodworms, if you can imagine a slug about 6 inches long and about as thick as, like the thickest part of your thumb, and if you just barely touch them with a hook, they spew red blood everywhere.
Right, that's what the guy's going to be eating. I think maybe we've said leeches also, but that's what they are. They're bloodworms.
Yeah. They're bloodworms. Oh, yes. He is definitely going to spew.
All right, well, listen to tomorrow's episode. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks. Thank you.
All right, we've got...
I think a lot of the spewing will occur later in the day, and not only spewing, but perhaps the other end.
Let me count. We got 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 22, 24, 26. 28 people confirmed.
28 fantastic acts.
For tomorrow's acts. The whole show is going to be What Would You Eat for a Trip to Rome. So listen at the starting time, whatever the starting time is, where you are. And now, he's been waiting patiently in the green room.
Been here all day.
Back from Mexico, where we sent him to what we thought was a competition to find the man with the softest penis in America.
That's correct.
And in fact, it ended up being nothing of this kind. Let's welcome in.
Once again, here's Dennis Murphy.
Dennis Murphy.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Dennis. How you doing?
Okay. Hi, Ben. So when you got down to Mexico, and we want to thank Egars.com.
Got you, Egars.
www.egars.com, the hottest cigar site on the planet. They actually financed your trip down to Mexico. We thought that it would be a contest you'd be involved in to see who can go the longest without getting a stiffy.
Yeah.
What happened when you got there?
What happened was, I just saw, you know, films being made. I saw naked girls walking around, having fun, as evidenced by these pictures I have.
You have pictures.
At any point, did you ask anybody, did you say, hi, listen, I'm Dennis Murphy, I'm from the Don and Mike Show, I'm supposed to be in a competition?
Yeah, actually, I asked this guy, Smalley Polly.
Smalley Polly?
Yeah.
Smalley Polly, is that the main guy that we were
having? No. This guy. And but Smalley said Scott told him he was going to do it, but at the last minute, Kalinaku.
Do you think that's after they got a look at Dennis?
I don't know. I mean, weren't they going to do it with a bunch of other guys,
too? Yeah, 300 guys.
Then again, after they got a look at Dennis, maybe they decided to do that. I'm
right.
Not sure. But so there was never any real intention when you got down there?
No contact at all.
Did you enjoy your stay down there?
Oh, yeah. I enjoyed it really much.
So you were basically 5 days pre-vacation in Mexico where you just watched porn movies being made all the time.
Yeah, and I had called the Gatling and French Coke.
Okay, besides the 300 guys who were involved in this contest to see...
That goes with porn, too. Strawberry daiquiris and French toast.
Yum. Besides the 300 guys who were involved in the contest to see who could remain flaccid the longest, how many other guys were there, as you apparently were, just to watch?
There were 300 guys just watching porno flicks being made.
Were they all in the contest? Was everybody in the contest except you?
No, it was a vacation. It was a vacation just for seeing porn.
Dennis, when these other 300 guys were watching these movies be made, were any of the guys really excited? Like, excited to the point where they...
I saw a couple of skizzies.
Really?
You saw some boners.
Yeah.
Did any guys pleasure themselves while they were watching this?
Not in public.
Would they have gotten in trouble if they had attempted to do that?
You know what? Anything went on the clip, so I don't think they would have been, reprimanded.
And now, when you spoke to someone about this and they said, no, you're not one of the guys in the contest,
even
though that's what we had arranged for and what Egars had paid for, what did you say? Did you say, I'm here for the contest, or what?
I talked with Scott, the promoter, and he said, I asked him, the radio people who were going to send me down in life, they thought that it would be a contest for the softest,
right.
Penis. But he could not elaborate, I said.
So you were basically, you got no special treatment down there. You were really just part of the 300.
I was just part of the 300.
Guys that paid to watch, a bunch of perverts that paid to watch porno movies.
Exactly. Look, 325.
This is my thought, and we're going to have to call this guy and try to get a refund on this.
Okay.
But my thought is I sit here and I watch you, sweaty, your eyes rolling into the back of your head. I think probably the guy got a look at you, and he said, you're not going to be in the contest.
Did you get
that impression at all? Or?
No, he was quite congenial with me.
Okay.
We shook hands.
You shook hands?
Okay.
And he was nice to you?
Yeah, he was nice to everybody.
But he didn't give you any VIP. Was it your impression that there were some VIPs down there?
The only VIPs that were down there were Ron Jeremy and Houston.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Hey, hold on. We have an update from Malik, who was at the GQ Awards in New York with his Don and Mike sign. Hello, Malik?
What's up, Don?
Hey, what is the update?
A couple of policemen came to me and said that I couldn't hold the sign. And then I walked with them to the next block, and one of the policemen said that he's a Don and Mike fan, actually.
There you go, one of New York's finest.
Well, then why wouldn't the cop let you bring the sign inside?
Inside?
Yeah, are you actually inside the GQ Awards, or are you just standing outside?
Where the old cameras are.
Oh, you're outside, where the staging area, the Academy Awards.
Yeah.
Well, Malik, I certainly don't want you to get arrested, but why don't you head on back and see if you can hold the sign up again?
I'll try, because I want you guys to come to New York City and make Las Vegas-style show.
All right, you got it. Thank you, Malik.
Thanks, Malik.
No problem, I'll try again.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
God bless him. He's trying to get our sign on TV tonight at the GQ Awards.
Our main man, Malik.
Good man.
Mm-hmm. So, Dennis, I guess what we did basically was give you a free vacation.
Well, free vacation, but I felt that I didn't earn the vacation. I was just like...
I love it when you're humble, Dennis.
I was just like... One of the only guys just watching films being there.
I think you should have gotten more special treatment.
So do I.
But I agree, guys.
You are a major effing star, Dennis.
Oh, actually, I could wear my shirt.
Right.
And one of the porn stars, Barrett Moore, said,
I have a couple of questions for Dennis. So the contest, the softy contest, that was canceled completely. Nobody did that.
I don't know when it was canceled, Buzz.
Okay. What about this mansion? Were you inside?
Hold on, because I didn't understand that part of it, Buzz. You mean there was no softy contest at all, Dennis?
That's what he said at the beginning.
Contest.
Nobody did. The guy just blew off the contest entirely.
Yeah. Oh, see, I didn't hear that part of it. I thought that it was just Dennis that was excluded.
No contest at all.
Now, my other question, Dennis, is we saw on the web guys taking their turns with porn star Houston. Were those vacationers? Were those among the 300 guys who were there? Or what was that about?
I think those were... Houston did not do what you thought. I did not see that happen.
Oh, we did on the web. We saw it happen.
You didn't see that? Where the hell were you? Were you eating French toast?
No, I was. I thought
that was like a big event down there.
I know, but it wasn't on the itinerary.
That was probably the itinerary.
That probably means they were professionals, Buzz.
There were an awful lot of them, and a lot of the guys
400 professionals.
Didn't look like professionals. I mean, a few looked like they could have been, but a few guys were just plain dumpy.
Extreme, adults-only vacation, Y2K, Tai Chi class.
Okay, that's like always valuable.
What is that like?
That's like the posing where you do
posing, it. But I woke up for that.
Snorkeling class, beach party, pool party, beach volleyball, aqua aerobics, clothing optional twister, cooking lessons, kayak tour, tennis, basketball.
Were there any women at all like that weren't porn stars down there?
Actually, a couple of men brought their wives or significant others. I would say at least 10 couples.
You know, as I'm going through the itinerary that they had for all the guys who showed up, everything is like snorkeling class.
Yeah, it's a vacation.
Kayak tour, basketball.
Like a regular vacation.
Yeah. No. Tennis.
Something that I guess the average horny guy that would pay money to go down there might be a little disappointed.
Spanish lessons, Monday night football on a big screen, Jets versus Dolphins, tennis, aqua aerobics, group photo.
Man does not live by porn alone.
And then I guess...
Yeah, but people that would go on this vacation, Buzz.
Yeah, that's true.
And then you have your... And I'm sure this page got a lot of work, Dennis. This would be the menu page, Mike.
Yeah. What do they have? What was Dennis enjoying down there?
Well, you could have breakfast from 7 to 11.
Yeah.
Lunch from 12:30 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
Snack bar from noon to 4. Afternoon tea and coffee from 3 to 5.
I couldn't have that.
Afternoon tea. Oh, good for you, Dennis.
And dinner every night at... 7:30.
Dennis, on average, when would you have your first drink of the day?
Actually, probably around 2 o'clock. I had my first cocktail around 2.
2 o'clock, okay. Yeah. And what did you have for breakfast?
French toast, pancake, yogurt, and a honey bun. And probably 4 glasses of orange juice.
Okay. And then here, I guess, is what these guys, and I really feel ripped
That'll
off.
That'll keep you regular,
man.
Incident.
I feel so ripped off.
Actually, I only have 2 bowel movements.
That apparently... You what, Dennis?
Oh, I only cooked 2 bowel movements when I look down there.
You only had 2 BMs when you were down there?
Well, but man, they were good, though.
Really?
Yeah. Why'd you only have 2?
I tend to go every other day. I don't know why.
Some people do.
Uh-huh.
Every other day?
Yeah.
So, like, every third day for you on this trip?
Every second day.
Yeah. All right, so it says they got a shooting schedule where you can come and you can watch, if you pardon the pun, you can come and watch these movies.
Yeah.
Right. Some of the movies are Sin Under the Sun, Backseat Driver, Sunburned Sluts, Eager Beavers, The Ultimate Squirt Machine.
Oh, man.
Stop, My Ass Is On Fire.
You sound like you watched that one.
Stop, My Ass Is On Fire.
You saw that
it
one?
It was 3 women, you know, killing each other.
And what about The Ultimate Squirt Machine? Did you see that?
I didn't see that, but I did see the big orgy.
How come you didn't make it to every
Saturday, they shot porno at 10 a.m., 12 p.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m., and incidentally, at 4 p.m. on Saturday, they shot all the BJ scenes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But I wasn't there. I can get into it at 9 o'clock Saturday night.
So, Dennis, was it exciting? Was it boring? Was it repulsive? How did you feel about it? fuck?
You know, you see one film and then I was bored.
Okay.
You know,
you're bored.
So a week's vacation then.
Gone. You know, like, would you want to see films being made, you know, all gone?
As I'm looking at the schedule, and I see right here that, for instance, this past Tuesday, if I would have gotten up at 10 a.m., I could have watched 6 different BJ scenes, or at 12 noon, and see how they have it written on the schedule, Mike?
Yeah.
That's what, at 10 a.m. noon, and watching some guy get a Hummer.
Yeah, and you can see, you know, actually, you know, what being done by cool guys.
And you didn't
participate? Oh, no, I saw a couple of
these. Where were you when some of these things were going up? Where are you? So you didn't get in until 9 o'clock.
Virtually, the schedule, though, says, Dennis, that
you didn't go kayaking.
No, but all 5 days.
It says every day, though, they went from 10 a.m. To 4 p.m. every day. 2 hours, they're shooting pornos.
Yeah.
So that's not a ripoff for the people that were down there to see that.
Oh, no, but I saw my fair share of things being made.
What were you doing when you weren't watching the pornos?
Actually, I was just sitting on the beach. And watching, sitting on the beach and watching naked women walk by.
Oh, all right. So there were some naked women walking.
You know, like.
Okay.
No, hold on. Right. Gone.
No, it's not your fault. We're going to have to call this guy and yell at him and tell him that you were supposed to be in the...
What are some of the souvenirs you brought,
Dennis? The soft penis content.
Oh, you said things I couldn't do.
Yeah, that's what you said, such as...
Here we go. You got some stuff for us.
Okay. Mike, I have a hat for you.
Thank you. What is the...
It's pretty.
A gong, a hat for you.
Okay, these are like floppy hats.
That's what I spent my time. And, hey, guess what?
What's that?
I got some customs.
You got some what?
I got through customs.
Oh, you got through customs?
Yeah.
Oh, well, if they're from Mexico, they're probably fake, but I'll take them.
I got some cojibas for both of you.
Oh, thank you.
Cojibas.
Wow.
Oh, those I will take. Thank you.
Thank you, Dennis.
Yeah.
That's very
thank
nice
you.
Of you.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I'll trade you this hat for those cojibas.
Oh.
Not a chance. I'm back in the habit again.
There was a time when you would have.
I know.
Pal.
No. Okay.
Buddy.
All right, you know, you had a bad night last night with your Mets.
Thank you.
Oh.
I know you've been in a kind of a funk today.
That's my guy.
There
thank you
go.
Buddy.
All right. I know you smoke more cigars than I do anyway.
Thank you.
All right.
Who's your buddy, huh?
You are.
There you go.
You are.
There you go. I'll be watching you, or whatever De Niro does. Now, those are your pictures?
You want
I want to look at some of those.
Yeah, let's see your pictures.
Cool.
Give Don some, too.
Two rolls for you.
Okay, two rolls.
And I got one lock, this one for you.
Now.
Oh, now, this is more like
there with Rob.
I am seeing photos of Dennis surrounded by naked shit. Well, hold on, Mike, go past the first three.
Right, do we have the same one?
No. It's five different roles.
See, because my pictures, I got like the first three are Dennis with naked chicks.
Yeah.
And then after that, it's like a travelogue. I got a picture of the beach. I got a picture of the pool bar.
See, I'm looking at this, which is a pretty good picture.
Yeah.
Take a look.
What is that? Two girls eating?
Three girls.
Eating at the Y?
Yeah. Eating at the Y.
Yeah, nice. Mike, hey, do you have any like this that have Dennis actually posing with the naked girls?
No, I didn't see any of those. That looks like some of the girls from Baby Got Back, My Baby Got Back.
Uh-huh. Well, Dennis, all of the pictures...
Dennis, how many pictures did you take of this? There are like 800 pictures of that one scene.
Oh, probably 10, at least. I could hack them all.
Oh, hey, I got one for you.
Okay.
Here's one.
That's
the very talented Mr. Ron Jeremy. There's an attractive man.
That's one of the first things I saw. Sunken woman.
And here's an even better one. Here's a man that really ought to be naked in pornography. Look at that.
Oh, Jesus. Well, Dennis, I think you should post this one of Ron Jeremy.
Yeah.
And it looks like he's just experienced something.
Yeah, he's good. He just experienced, you know what.
You should post this one on your website.
Okay.
You should also post All of these right here where you're posing with naked chicks.
Okay, I want to go. Uh-huh.
Pose those on your website.
Uh-huh.
Mike, you got any favorites over there you want them to post on this website?
Yeah, how about this one, Don? How about this one right here?
Let me see.
There you go. Post that one on your website.
Terrific. You're really a fan of Ron Jeremy.
Oh, my God. That's all that's in here.
Well, no, God, you just got one low.
Here's another one.
God damn.
He is some kind of pig.
How did Ron Jeremy ever pick up a fork?
You know, he spent a lot of time on the buffet cable.
I bet
really?
He did.
Yeah. Really? Knocker. Mm-hmm. Okay, Dennis, here you go. Mike, what do you think? Here's the ones
all right.
that I think Dennis should put on his site.
Okay, very good.
I've selected three of Dennis.
Okay.
Three of Ron Jeremy.
All right.
Oh, and the one of you with the three girls.
All right.
Tell me what you think of those. For Dennis to post on his website.
That's the most disgusting thing in the world.
Honest
to God, that's a travesty. Let himself go.
It's Ron Jeremy getting a BJ.
Unbelievable. And Dennis Murphy enjoying himself with some lovely brown sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And then another, yes, that's a, this looks like a lady that's been in films. There,
yeah, she knows what she's doing.
The other Ron Jeremy. Very good.
All right, I think there are seven there. Post those on your website.
Okay, I'll put them on that.
And your website is
DennisMurphy.com.
DennisMurphy.com.
Very good.
And I got some pictures, and there's going to be more pictures posted, but I'll post these.
All right, post mm-hmm. those. And then what we'll do is we'll call. Oh, and take a look at this, Mike. Here's some of the horny guys who were there.
Yeah, I didn't see a picture. Oh, my God.
Here you go. Here's another group shot of just all the losers who just paid $2,000 to go watch a group.
That's a mighty gross group, isn't it?
Yeah, it
pretty gross group.
You know, a lot of guys went naked throughout. The whole kind.
Wait, hold on. I just found another one Dennis should post on his website. Here's Dennis interviewing some chick in a bikini.
Oh, that's Billet Moore.
Who is that, Dennis?
Billet, B-A-R-R-E-T, Moore, M-O-R-E.
Horn star?
Billet Moore, yeah.
Barrett Moore.
Yeah.
Barrett.
Hey, wait. Been in the industry 2.5 years.
Hey, Don, here's a go. Dennis having a little fun there.
Oh, that's Jessica Jewell.
No, that one should go on the website, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
That should go on the website, too, I guess.
And maybe this one.
There's nine.
I'm sorry, they just keep coming.
Okay, no, Dan. Oh, my God. You're touching her breast with your stump.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay, that's 10.
That's
10
go.
Photos we'd like on your website.
Okay.
Okay?
Oh, wow. I'm good.
Okay. All right, post all of those on your website. Here's your pictures back.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for the smokes. Thanks for the hat.
Oh, thank you, guys.
And, you know, don't worry about the rest. We'll call the guy and yell at him because he didn't have the contest.
You know, I just follow directions. You told me where to go, when to go, and...
I know, Dennis. Not your fault.
Okay. Well, Dennis, we sent a guy with a pretty low sex drive down there to this. I'm sure a guy with a higher sex drive might have enjoyed it more, but I think he had a pretty good time.
No, I have a great time ever since I found those pictures.
And those pictures, how long is it going to take you to get those on your website?
I'll call the web guy. He can have it on tonight.
Okay, so tonight everybody can go to www.DennisMurphy.com. DennisMurphy.com, and you'll be able to see some great pictures of Dennis with the porno chicks.
Yes.
All right, Dennis. Did you have a good time? Was it a nice vacation?
I had a great time. I got to speak with a lot of porno stars. It was unbelievable. The main question I asked them, can you keep a love life? And they said no.
Can you keep a love life?
Yes. Yeah. You know, like, have a love life while doing this. And most of the people said no, because...
When you were asking them these questions, did you have snot coming out of your nose like you do now?
What's that last thing
you do have a driblet coming out of your nose.
Oh, I've got an autograph picture from Violet Love.
Violet Love.
Violet Love.
Mm-hmm.
What's it say, Mike? I can't read it.
Lust in Paradise. I guess that's a film she's in.
Uh-huh.
Dennis. What does it say?
I can't read it.
Come and play with me.
Yeah.
Wonder how the spelling's done. Yes,
but,
you know that's spelling.
Okay,
done.
All right, right.
You know, I had an interesting, one of the interesting film shots.
Yeah.
In the lobby of the hotel. It was two guys and a woman on Cockle One, you know, she was doing that, and then she was, and the other guy, she was going,
Were you bored at that?
Huh? Oh, no!
So one guy was having sex with her, and she was orally pleasing
the other. The other one, yeah. One guy was sitting, and one guy was standing.
That's great, Dennis. That's great. And then it was French toast the next morning.
French toast and strawberry yogurt.
Ah, strawberry yogurt. Okay, all right.
Well, listen, glad you had a good time.
You gained a little weight when you were down there, didn't you?
A little bit, but yeah. I'm, you know, that bikini picture I had on, it made me, you know, want to lose some weight.
Lose some weight. Good for you. Way to go,
Dennis. Okay.
Thank you, Dennis.
Okay. Thanks, Dennis. A wonderful report. Sorry they kind of screwed you down there.
Okay, I'm sorry, Don. I'm sorry,
Dennis,
Mike.
Dennis,
not your fault, Dennis.
Not your fault. I'd yell it if it was your fault. Not your fault.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Okay.
We'll call the guy and yell at him.
You are still a major effing star, Dennis Murphy.
Thank you. And you can still buy and make your effing star shirt on DennisMurphy.com.
Okay. All right.
Okay,
now that's
you.
Over the top. Goodbye.
Okay.
Bye, Dan.
Bye.
See you later.
Urge everybody with a computer, though, to go to DennisMurphy.com tonight.
Yeah, you'll see exactly what we were talking about.
Right.
Some of those. I mean, really, it looked like pretty wild, yeah. The pictures.
Some of those pictures are all right.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if it's worth $2,000 to have some pictures on a website, because that's what Egars paid to have Dennis go down to Mexico.
I want to thank Egars for sending Dennis Murphy down to lie on the beach.
But at some point, and eat French toast.
French toast and strawberry yogurt. You know, I'm beginning to really, the more we do these things for Dennis, the more we send him to these places, I get an idea. What really turns Dennis up, Dennis likes being on the radio.
Uh-huh.
He likes a good meal.
Yeah.
And he likes money, too. He, like, who doesn't? But Dennis really likes to sell his t-shirts. I think the, you know, pornography would probably come, or sex would come after that.
Yes.
The fifth, yeah.
Absolutely. All right, listen, I know that many of you think we've just been talking to the Biggest Loser in the world. But in fact, I know there are guys out there worse off than Dennis Murphy.
Really?
Oh, guarantee it, Buzz.
Absolutely.
And we're going to look for two of them now to do a little dating game for the Monday night game with the Redskins and the Titans. We got great tickets for this Monday night football game. And we're going to start with loser guys.
Yeah, guys that are really, really losers in love, losers in life, guys that really have all the odds against them.
But listen, don't scam us, because nobody ever wins when they try to scam us.
No, then you really become a loser.
Yep. So if you're a big loser, you're not doing anything on Monday night, which, of course, if you're a loser, you got no plans on Monday night.
Just one pair of tickets?
No, they get just one ticket.
One ticket.
And then we'll hook them up, maybe, with someone else to go with.
Very nice.
Or you know what? No. That's even better. Now that I think about it, the two loser guys can go with each other.
Yeah, they go. A couple of losers that want to go to the game.
Beautiful. Yeah. So we'll take the first two really big losers to call us.
We'll be the judge of that, as who's the biggest loser.
Phone number 877-365-3636. Be prepared to tell us why you're a gigantic loser. And if you're one of the two biggest, you go to the Redskins game. So call us right now and good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show. What makes you all so sure Godzilla is dead?
Right.
Warning, the following program features no actual coitus. The Don and Mike Show.
Big show tomorrow. What would you eat for a trip to Rome?
That is going
to
be exciting.
31 exciting acts will be performing during this show tomorrow. Be the whole show. Make sure you don't miss a moment. And tomorrow we're going to be telling you about our Halloweenie show.
Fantastic.
Giving you information on that tomorrow. Now let's try to find a couple of losers to go to the Redskins game, the Monday night game against the Tennessee Titans.
Usually isn't that difficult. It's what is difficult is picking out the best loser.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you doing?
Hey.
Well, I'm ready to cash in on all these years of suffering.
Why are you a loser?
Okay. I'm calling from my father's mobile home because my leaky mobile home with half the electricity gone, no heat, and one of the toilets broke, doesn't have a phone either.
So you are effectively living in your father's mobile home now.
No. I ran next door to use his phone to call the show. I've been listening in my mobile home.
Oh,
I have to live in my mobile home.
All right, where?
So, see, technically you have your own home.
Where?
That's true. I do have a home.
Where is your mobile home located?
Sacramento.
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 And half of it doesn't have electricity. We're talking about going to a Redskins game.
Yeah, on Monday night.
Right.
We're not including airfare with that.
Well, how am I supposed to get there?
Exactly.
You are a loser. Okay, bye. Enjoy your trailer home.
There you go.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
I'm in Sacramento, too, but I'm actually on my way to Maryland next week.
Hold on. This is the company that wouldn't give the lady more than $20
yeah.
for two people to buy hot dogs. There's no freaking way.
You have to have your own transportation to the game.
Transportation.
That we're going to be able to pay to fly anybody. This is a contest pretty much just for D.C. and Baltimore.
Why are you going
to
be in Maryland next week?
Oh, my sister had a baby, and my mom's going to take me out there with her.
You sound thrilled.
You know that. You know, really. I swear to God, when he said he was going to be in Maryland, there were a combination of answers that would have nailed him right away. But if mom's taking you to Maryland to see your sister's baby,
is your mom really taking you?
Yeah, we're going to take the. Well, we might. I got this dog, and I don't know what to do with it. But I kind of have to go.
I would have to talk to your mom.
Are you guys near Hagerstown?
Hagerstown, Maryland. Yes, we have a station there.
Yeah, that's where she lives.
Mm. We're relatively close to Hagerstown. You'd be able to go to a football game.
You know, I would have to speak to your mom, though, just to verify the fact that you're such a loser.
Yeah, you're not coming, like, out on business or something like
right. that. Right, so would you give your mom's phone number to Rob?
It's the same phone number that we have here.
Do you live with your mother?
Yeah.
Is your mom there?
She just left to work.
She went to work? She works a afternoon shift?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. We need more verification.
It's too fishy yet after we got burned yesterday.
You want to call her at work?
I thought she just left.
Yeah, but you got to call her right this second.
Yeah, that might be nice.
A few minutes.
Pardon me?
She'll be there in a few minutes.
Why do you think you're a loser?
I live with my mom. I don't have a job. I don't know. I don't have any friends. I smell funny.
All right, hold on a second. You know what? Let me talk to Shiloh for a second anyway, and we'll get back. Robbie, get the guy's mommy's phone number. He's on line 5. Joining us now from www.2exposed.com.
Hey.
One of our favorite birthday girls who always comes down and comes to Las Vegas style shows.
And helps you guys out. And
yes.
Guys, a lot of good entertainment.
The beautiful Shiloh, everybody.
Shiloh, hey, how Shiloh. The hell are you?
Hi, everybody. How are you?
Hi, we're doing great, Shiloh.
Hey, I got a little problem.
All right, go ahead.
I just talked to one of my friends that was from the Hawaiian Tropic, and he called me and said that the voting just started Monday, and I announced it about 2 weeks ago when I was on, so anybody that's voted for me before Monday, it's pretty much it didn't matter.
All right, now you're in some Miss Hawaiian Tropic contest beauty thing?
Yeah, well, I did the Hawaiian Tropic pageant in Vegas already. I lost. Well, I was top 25 in the U.S., but I didn't, like, make it.
Right.
But I still have a chance to win, and I'm actually in the lead where the fans can vote for me on HawaiianTropicGirls.com. And I also have a link on my website, and it shows, like, me with the different Hawaiian Tropic girls and my experience and stuff.
All right. So people can vote for you on the website, and you can actually win if they vote for you.
Yes. Right now I'm in the lead. I have 300 votes since Monday, which is great.
Wow. All right. So we urge everybody to go to, is it HawaiianTropic.com?
HawaiianTropicGirls.com or 2exposed.com.
All right. HawaiianTropicGirls.com. And when you get there, you want to vote for Shiloh.
Yes.
Or go to her own website.
Anybody that has done it, I'm sorry.
www.2xposed.com.
Yes.
Shiloh's very hot, very beautiful, very voluptuous. And, well, if you go to her website, you'll see all kinds of pictures. Do you still have the pictures on your website, like of the birthday shows
yeah,
and stuff
actually,
like that?
Yeah, and your birthday is up now.
Oh, fantastic.
And there's a really funny picture of Timmy underneath of me and Jenna when I was doing Jenna.
Very good. All right, well then, there's another website everybody should go to. And please, yes, for goodness sakes, vote for Shiloh. What do you win if you get the most votes?
I'm actually trying to look that up right now. Someone told me I might have to do another pageant, which isn't good because since I was done the Hawaiian Tropic, I've been eating ice cream and pasta at midnight every night.
Oh, yeah. I bet you're real sloppy fat now.
Real fat. Well,
I'm not as worked out as I was now. So I'm like, oh, great. So I just saw my trainer, Steve Agolino, and now I need to start working out again.
Yeah, I'm sure you're a real pig now.
Yeah, I bet you're just disgusting.
I'm sure you're a real pig.
Right.
I win. I guess they announced that it looks really good on my part, and also I think I might get a trip. I'm getting ready to find that out now.
All right, well, listen, everybody has heard Shiloh on the show over the last couple of years. You know that she's always come down and performed these great, wild shows for us.
Always there for us when we want her to come to a Las Vegas-style show. We want her to come into the studio. She's always there, and we'd love to help her out.
Everybody go to HawaiianTropicGirls.com, vote for Shiloh, or go to TooExposed.com and vote for her there. All right, you have our vote.
Thank you very much.
Is it Shiloh McCormick?
Yes.
Shiloh? Okay, good. That's the one to vote.
And Buzz has already found it.
Right.
Yep.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Bye, honey.
Bye-bye.
Listen, it takes Buzz. Whenever we want Buzz to find someone on the web, it takes him about an hour. But if it's a porn site,
he's there instantaneous.
Or something to do with girls.
How does she look on the website?
Oh, she looks great. She compares very favorably with the other contestants.
All right, everybody should really go vote for Shiloh. She's a sweet girl and a real POA.
Absolutely.
Who has just been wonderful on this show.
Yes, she's funny.
Hey, Rob, did you get the mom's number?
I did.
The mom of the guy on the telephone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Actually, she must work in a hospital because you need to call that main number, then ask for the third floor's nursing station, and then ask for the name. It seems to me like it's too much trouble. I'd cut the guy loose.
Yeah, and the guy's in California. I mean, screw him.
Yeah, right.
Sorry. I don't much care for this gentleman.
Right. See ya.
Wait a minute.
No.
Wait a minute.
What?
Screw me.
Right.
California's, what's wrong with California?
It's the fact that you, it's just a CF because you'd have to do so much to get out here.
Right.
Well, if I'm going to be out there anyway, what's the big deal?
When were you going to be out here?
Well, we're thinking about leaving day after tomorrow. Would that be Sunday?
All right, I'll give your mom one try. If she ain't there, you're out of luck.
SOL, huh?
Right. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Here we go. Okay.
It's just a logistical nightmare.
Hate to give the ticket to somebody who wouldn't be able to use it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because mommy, you know, kept him like in Ohio overnight or something.
Be like listener's best friend.
Not like I want this to go up in a pile.
On the air.
Come on, lady, be there.
I know you're rooting for him, Rob.
I am.
This is great music. You're calling a hospital.
What is it?
Sound like heavy classical.
No, it sounded to me like some kind of horror movie.
Halloween.
Dun, 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 dun.
We've left a scalpel in you.
Hello?
Hello? All right, for a never-been-chewed piece of gum, what hello is that?
That's Larry, King.
Where?
From the Duke Zebert.
From our tape.
Hello?
Were you hearing him in the background?
Hello? Bob the LBO Bob.
Bob sounds good.
Right.
What's Larry enjoying for lunch today?
Hello?
There's lots of sponge in you, Mr. King.
I'm sorry. hello, Larry. This is Rob Williamson. This doctor doesn't have intelligence. Breakfast.
Dennis Murphy enjoyed his porn trip, especially breakfast.
Breakfast. All right, well, you know, Jesus, what if this had been an actual emergency?
I know.
I mean, we're calling the nurse's station.
If this had been an actual emergency, you would have been instructed where to tune.
Okay, I can't wait. Listen, sorry. You're out of luck. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? You know what? Wait a minute. Did they delete? Yeah, the phones went dead.
What did they delete? What do we say? What do we say?
What do we say?
We said nothing.
No. You know what? Maybe it's another malfunction with a delay.
Oh, no.
Because the light is not even turned.
My God, not in the middle of a contest.
Yeah, the light's not even turned.
Ladies and gentlemen, Charles Loring Broyhill.
I think as far as the delay being hit, that was me. I was moving the monitor around.
Oh, so that was an accidental hit of the delay?
Yeah.
All right, well, we got to wait for it to ramp back up.
Ramp up.
Robbie? Pick up and tell the loser on line 5 he's lucky that he's going to get a commercial break to wait to see if we can get a hold of his mom. Okay?
After wait for the delay to ramp back up, and then we're going to burn a CD.
We will, come on, you know what that means. For the delay.
I know it's a new term for me. Ramp back up is new to me.
Okay, what it means is...
I know exactly what it means. It's just new to hear it put that way. It has to catch back up.
Yes, we have to wait to build up.
Ramp up.
48 seconds or 3 minutes or whatever. Goddamn ridiculous delay they have us on now.
Ramp up.
It takes a little while for the machine to ramp back up after the delay's been a hit. Ramp it up.
Ramp it up.
I'll take it.
Okay, right. Ramp it up.
I mean, that's a fabulous Thunderbirds.
Yeah, that's my era.
Hold on, please. We'll come back. We'll call this guy's mother. Get another loser right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, can I speak to Larry King, please?
No.
Oh, okay. Could you patch me through to him? It's kind of urgent.
Yeah.
Rob Williamson?
Are you friends?
Well, actually, I'm going to be a guest later on this show.
Hello.
Hello, Larry. I just called you a few minutes ago. I was just wondering, what are you enjoying today for lunch? I
If only we could fly!
I love that. That's a great taste.
That's why doing this show is fun.
Just a couple of hard-working white guys, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
I think it's so great because that was just B.O. Bob
messing with Larry.
One of the old interns just called him Larry King at this restaurant he used to have lunch at every day, and we had to beep out Larry King's responses since we didn't have his permission to put his voice on the air.
Back in the old days, and now B.O. Bob's gone on to be a very successful animator.
That's right.
Who is this? Don't do this.
Hello?
Why are you doing this?
That's
those were Larry's responses. Why are you doing this?
All Bob was doing was calling and asking him what he's enjoying for lunch.
It's Rob Williamson.
Rob Williamson. Can I touch him? It's kind of urgent.
That's the catchphrase. It's urgent.
I'm going to give you a guess later on in this show.
All right. Rob is trying to get this guy's mother.
Because your son wants to speak to you. We're doing a radio
on the phone. Oh, obviously he has the mom online.
Thank you.
What?
Hold on a minute, please.
Did you talk to the mom?
I think so. She's on report.
We're doing this because the contestant is worth it.
Okay, one moment, please, Suzanne.
Well, hold on. I mean, if he's on the level.
She's okay.
Okay.
That's right.
All right, let me see. Hello, ma'am?
Yes?
You're on the Don and Mike Show. How are you?
Okay.
All right, let me see. Is this your son? Hello?
Hey. Mama. Hello?
She put you on hold.
She just put us on hold.
You know, she works at a psychiatric hospital.
And she just hung up. All right, I got no time for this. You're out.
You're out of there.
Oh, really?
You actually put way too much effort in it.
Yep, sorry about it. Start with. She's looking for a couple of losers. A
couple of big losers to go to the game together.
Hello, Don and my show.
Good evening.
Hi, who's this?
My name is Mickey.
Mickey, why are you a loser?
Number one, I'm calling you from a payphone. Number two, I'm 50 years old. I'm living with I'm the oldest of eight in my excuse me, I'm the oldest of eight in my family, and I'm staying with my youngest brother at his house because...
Living there?
Excuse me?
You're living there?
Yep. I got the basement room in his house, and I have a dog that keeps me company in bed, that keeps my feet warm.
Andy, why are you living with your youngest brother?
Well, we can start in April of 98.
All right, let's start there.
All right, April of 98, I had some legal difficulties. Somebody accused my son and nephew of selling marijuana out of my house, so I got charged with everything they got charged with.
Oh, brother.
Common nuisance charges. I'm the only one that had to make bail because I'm the only one that has a steady income. I lost that $40,000 a year job because of it. I wound up getting arrested, made bail. I'm out on bail. June of 98, my grandmother passes away. The day she passed away, I had my bail revoked because I was accused of thinking about assaulting a police officer.
Oh, my.
Then I sat in Baltimore County Detention Center for 30 days. Get out of there to go into home confinement. August 30th, 1998.
Are you sure this is not Daryl Strawberry we're talking to right now?
Not quite. August 30th, 1998, the police are beating on my door again. Unfortunately, they weren't there for me. They were there to inform me that my 21-year-old son was shot in the head.
Oh, my God.
At the Johns Hopkins Hospital, where he passed away at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, my God.
January 5th of 99, a lady friend of mine, 43 years of age, passes away from a brain aneurysm. And then in July of 99, I had someone in the area down here in Baltimore 13-year-old was shot. He turns out to be the son of a cousin of mine. The job I'm working, 6 days a week. I'm lucky if I take home $300 a week. And I got two judgments against me because I have $25,000 in credit card debt that I haven't been able to pay back.
Oh, give him the ticket.
Okay. Oh, I had to sell my house.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, hey, don't. Stop.
Enough.
Oh, my God.
All within 1 year.
Enough. Mm. Hold on.
You deserve to go to a game.
Jesus Christ, even if you're making all that up, that was an excellent story.
Oh, you can't argue with that. And I'm sorry for all the tragedy in your life.
Jesus Christ.
My therapy is talking to the captive audience I have in the tow truck with me.
You drive a tow truck?
Yeah, I drive a company. Drive for a contractor who does a towing.
Yeah, okay.
I don't want to give them any plugs.
That's all right.
We got a real LOSER here. And hold on, you're now a winner because we have a ticket for you to go to Monday Night Football. Hold on a second, please.
Right. Hold on a second. Maybe this will turn things around.
Wow.
Hey, you never know. I like that angle on it. You know, this is where all the good luck starts happening.
You'd be real lucky, the guy who gets to go to the game with that guy.
For sure.
That would be fun.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Are you a loser?
Oh, you bet.
I like that right there.
Who's this?
This is Boyce.
Boyce, why are you a loser?
Well, my story's not as extensive as that last guy's, but I'll make it real short.
Whose is? Go ahead.
I knit. I listen to Yanni extensively, live at the Acropolis. Brilliant work.
Did you say you knit?
I knit.
You knit.
Knit extensively.
Like with knitting needles?
Yeah, I'll send you guys sweaters if you give me these tickets.
All right. You mean ticket singular?
Ticket. Well, ticket, yeah.
Okay, yeah, one right. Ticket. You're going to go with the other loser if you win.
All right, keep going.
Sounds like a winner. Let's see. $8,000 in debt. I'm 20 years old. I'm still living in my house with my mom. Let's see what else. I work for a landscape. I got piss thrown at me last week. From two homeless guys.
Hold on. What was thrown at you?
Piss.
You're on.
I'm a big Cavs fan.
Yeah.
I'm a real big Cavs fan. These two homeless guys started yelling at me, and they threw piss at me and stained my brand new Chris Simon jersey. I just had signature on it.
Oh, man.
Yep. And I'm going to vote. And I'm going to vote for Ralph Nader during the election.
Might as well.
So I mean, if that doesn't qualify, I don't know what is.
Did you say you live with your mom?
Yes, I do. I live with my mom. God bless her.
All right. And what was your name?
My name is Boyce. Oh, by the way, my room looks like hell.
All right, Boyce. I want you to say hello to Mickey.
Hi, Mickey.
Good evening.
Good evening, Mickey. How are you?
Better, but I'm getting over it.
Oh, fantastic, man.
Boyce, I think really you could take a few lessons from Mickey.
Yep.
I tell you what, I'm young, I'm just starting out, but I think Mickey's got a thing or two to teach me.
All right, fellas, two guys, I'd like to think that this is officially where your string of bad luck has ended.
Woo!
No more homeless guys throwing piss at you. No more being shot in the head. No more being arrested.
Right.
Each of you guys has won a ticket. Now, the tickets are next to each other, so you got to go to the game together.
Fantastic. I do not care. Mickey, it'd be a pleasure.
Right.
To see the Redskins play Tennessee Monday Night Football.
I love it.
FedEx Field, dress in your favorite Halloween costume. Go to the special Halloween haunted house located between the stadium gates D&E. Between 6 and halftime.
Fantastic.
Now, the best adult costume wins two tickets round trip air hotel to Phoenix to see the Redskins play the Cardinals November 5th. And look for our own.
Costume?
Settle down, boys.
Look for our very own Rob Speedbump, who is the official judge of the Halloween costume contest. This is the first time he's been invited back to the stadium.
Fantastic.
Since the Redskins unceremoniously canned his ass.
And Mickey and Boyce, you're going together. Enjoy the game.
Dynamite. Right. Don and Mike, you rock.
All right, thank you guys. Hold on a second, please.
All righty.
Hold on. Well, frankly, that was a little easier than I thought it would be.
Yeah, we just forgot to remind him to call us and let us know if anybody gets killed on the date.
God damn, the first guy.
My God.
I mean, the second guy was a loser.
Right.
But compared to the second guy was Bill freaking Gates.
Absolutely.
Jesus Christ, I'm arrested, got shot.
His kid got killed.
My kid got shot in the head.
It just went on and on. I you know, we want to give him a good night.
All right, let's go to Buzz Burbank. Oh, you know, we got another pair of these tickets.
Ooh.
We're going to give them away before the end of today's show, but I want to get right to news.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
That's Guy Birdley.
He made it up.
And Buzz, what's your lead made-up story tonight on the news and comments?
Tonight, the things people will do for a video game.
Oh, all right. Oh, good. We're going to talk more about PlayStation. Be right back. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned
for news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up.
Coming
on
up.
The Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
If you don't like them, you can go eat one. The Don and Mike Show.
Yep. All right. Big, big show tomorrow. What would you eat for a trip to Rome? You've heard all the people call in this week. We'll have 32 exciting acts performing on tomorrow's show.
32 of the finest eaters you will see in the continental United States.
That's tomorrow. Don't forget, if you want to see Dennis Murphy's pictures of the porno convention, go to www.dennismurphy.com.
Yeah, we were giving Dennis a hard time earlier, but he did manage to get some pretty good snapshots of his little porn convention.
Go to that website and go to Shiloh's website, www.2expose.com. Vote for her to be the Hawaiian Tropic girl.
All right.
Now, here is Guy Birdley.
And PlayStation 2 requires a sharp mind and fast fingers, and that's just if you want to buy one. Police have been summoned to stores in North Dakota and Georgia today, where the competition to get one of the first new game consoles was downright vicious. The expensive toy is part of a new generation of game units that will eventually let people play DVDs, download music, play games with their friends in another city, and do some web surfing from the comfort of their sofas. Oh, and by the way, Sony says a parts shortage may make its initial shipment of the games come up a little short.
Oh, that is what we are doing on purpose.
Sure.
So that the stupid Americans will want to buy more PlayStations.
We are very excited about the prospects of making more money for the company. Here in the Washington area, in the suburb of Gaithersburg, a 15-year-old boy waited 12 and a half hours for his console, and as he stepped out of the Best Buy and stood on the curb waiting for someone to pick him up, he was mugged by two other boys. One pushed him down, the other grabbed the game and ran. Apparently, there have been multiple reports of thefts such as that.
Stupid American boy.
Henry Kissinger is in a New York hospital recovering from an apparent heart attack.
Thank you very much. My ticker is doing very well. Thank you very
much. Would you like a PlayStation to make you feel better, Mr. Kissinger?
No, I believe that is a Japanese plot.
That is okay. You cannot have one anyway.
Thank you very much, Masatoshi Ono.
The former Secretary of State fell ill on Wednesday. The hospital says the 77-year-old is doing well, but will have to stay for a few more days.
Mm-hmm.
And here we go again. The new fall TV season has begun, and 3 million people are about to lose their Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Last time, it was Disney versus Time Warner Cable. This time, it's Disney versus Comcast Cable. Once again, each side is blaming the other, which means Disney is either a chronic victim or a chronic bully.
What's the market? What cities?
Oh, listen to this. The plug gets pulled next week in Philadelphia, northern New Jersey, Los Angeles, Chicago, Toledo, and Flint, Michigan, unless Comcast and Disney can come to terms by midnight Sunday.
Eisner's going, not Flint! My God, not Flint!
It's all part of the package.
And that's again because the Comcast, they refuse to pay...
Comcast Cable.
They refuse to pay an extra premium to run ABC programming, right?
Right, especially in Philadelphia. That's the city of contention. But people in northern New Jersey, and you know how many there are there, are going to suffer because of it. One football team passed a virus onto another team during a game. Remember this tomorrow when people are vomiting. According to researchers writing in the New England Journal of Medicine, 2 years ago, players from Duke, who had gotten sick from eating contaminated turkey sandwiches,
Duke,
vomited on their uniforms and then made contact with the players from Florida State. There's film of this, film of them colliding. Film also shows the Duke players wiping their soiled mouthpieces with their hands and then shaking their opponents' hands after losing.
Oh, gross.
No time to wash up. This particular virus was a rare one, so researchers feel pretty confident that contact alone passed the virus from one team to the other.
Duke.
And they say they don't believe anything like this has ever happened before. They're now asking coaches to bench players who have that kind of illness.
Buzz, got
to
do this. All right. Because we're running so late. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
No. I'm not on the phone. I'm right here.
Oh. Gonna take the phone call.
Oh, where's the phone? I'm not buying it. I think it's fixed.
Do you get the feeling
that you're gay? Yes!
Who let the dogs out?
Sit down, Danny, and listen to the Don and Mike show.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, Don. Who let the dogs out? I don't know, but those dogs are all over my yard. They can poop. I wonder if the people of Panasonic Replay TV realize that every time we do one of those live commercials for them, we're doing it as Major Bill Smith.
And we're kind of paying tribute to Major Bill Smith when we read our Replay TV commercial.
I don't know if they're selling any of the cotton picket items, but we sure do like reading the commercials like that.
I sure do like reading the commercials like that, and I hope it's the bomb.
We used to read them in our Billy voices.
Right. Yes.
Then we used our Daddy voices.
Yes, we did.
And now we use the Major Bill voice.
I like Major Bill just about as much as any other voice we do, Doc.
Well, I'm just not feel too perky today.
Not too perky. Not today, Doc.
Not today, Doc. Not today. Satan's had his way today.
Hey, the
hell you are! Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. This is not a way to go. If Russia had let us help from the beginning, we might have saved some of the guys on that sunken submarine. Divers have found a note on the body of one of the sailors. It said the 23 crew members had survived the initial explosion, but that, quote, none of us can get to the surface.
Yeah, you know, I saw some Russian dude today on TV. You know, the TV is so antiquated, even though they've got better graphics now. Where they've got, like, the split screen where the reporter can actually talk to the general.
Right.
Who's still wearing the old-time, like, Stalin uniform.
Yeah, with a big brim hat, you know, the big lid.
Right. Basically, these 20-some guys were still alive, and in the dark, the one guy's writing a letter just saying, you know, dear comrades.
Right.
We're like rats in a camp.
And they waited. That was their big problem.
Horrible. CBS is coughing up $8 million.
Guys, hold on. You didn't play the sound bite.
Oh, there was a sound. I'm sorry. And here's sound on that now.
Hi, this is Rocky the Flying Squirrel. Hokey smoke. I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. What do you say, Bullwinkle?
No, give us the other one, Rob.
Wrong character.
Give me the other one, Rob.
We need Natasha.
That's the wrong one.
Natasha.
Bobby pulled out the wrong one.
For the birds, Boris.
All right, this is the the comment on the Russian sub.
Hello, darling. This is Natasha from Bullwinkle Show. I never listen to Don Geronimo and Michael Mara. Oh, for the birds, baby.
There you go.
CBS is coughing up $8 million to settle a sex discrimination lawsuit. The suit was brought by 200 women who work behind the scenes at the TV stations that are owned by the network.
Really?
The lawsuit complained about a sexually hostile work environment.
Well, didn't they get the videotape?
I still haven't seen the videotape.
Sexual harassment tape?
I guess they didn't look at it.
That you and I should have been asked to star in?
That's right. True. And we're not going to take it anymore.
The government backed the women in their lawsuit against CBS, and a federal judge will keep an eye on the network to make sure women are hired and promoted fairly. CBS says it does not believe there was any discrimination, but that it was cheaper to settle. Actress Shelley Fabre is in a Los Angeles hospital recovering from a liver transplant.
You know, that's too bad, because in her day,
she was
hot as hell, and we've had her on the show before.
Yeah, very good lady. I hope she does well. But people go on. I mean, didn't Jim Nabors and David Crosby, all those people to get their livers do pretty well?
Absolutely, and word is Shelley is doing well, but there's no word on when she'll be released. The 56-year-old played the teenage daughter on the Donna Reed Show, and she played Craig T. Nelson's wife on Coach.
Right.
Her spokesman says she needed the transplant after an autoimmune disorder caused her liver to deteriorate.
Well, that means Rudy's moved down on the list again.
Yeah, absolutely. Rudy really needs one better.
If somebody else in the show has got a liver.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and hold on. Here is Rudy Marzky on the phone.
Hey, Mike. You're really coming along.
Well, I'm coming along, Rudy, but you're getting a new liver. I know you'd be very happy about
it.
Okay, keep taking it lightly.
Rudy, Shelley Fabre just got a brand new liver. That means you moved down on the list. What do you think?
No. How about this?
Yeah, how about this? How about your new liver, Rudy? But if you've got to sign up, you've always got to remember when they move you up on the list, you got to check in.
Hey, Charlie Jones.
You know, Charlie Jones isn't on the list anymore.
No, he's not.
Okay, laugh all the way. Have another drink.
Okay, your liver's going to hell.
Yeah. Okay, guys.
Okay. There he is, Rudy Marnsky from USA Today.
Rudy. There are lots of elements working against Dr. Laura at the moment, but perhaps none so powerful as Barbara Walters. Last week, Schlesinger showed a picture of Walters in a bathrobe and said, "This woman has questioned heads of states all over the world. Now, is this how we're going to promote her? All I can think of is, does she have underwear on? Is this how she got the interviews? I think it's really despicable," end quote. Then the judgmental psychologist wannabe held up a picture of herself in a tight top and a miniskirt and said, "Now imagine if I were going to do my show like this." So yesterday on The View, Barbara Walters and all of her co-hosts tore into Schlesinger.
You know, I saw it, and it was not Barbara Walters doing the tearing in.
Right.
It was the four other cunnies that were just merciless. And the one who was the worst was, who's the big, gigantic, sloppy, fat one?
Star Jones.
Star Jones was the worst. I mean, everything she said was absolutely right on.
And the audience cheered her, right?
Oh, of course they did.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, listen to this. I mean, I don't want to ruin your story.
Go ahead.
The best part is, so they show a clip of Dr. Laura with her bad neck on her TV show that nobody's watching, holding up this newspaper ad for Barbara Walters for A&E Biography.
Right.
And they come back, and Star Jones says, "Oh, Dr. Laura, honey, we forgot there are some pictures of you that we found on the internet." And they put up on screen those nude photos.
Wow, so take no prisoners.
Of Dr. Laura. I mean, they had, you know, the black electrical tape over her nipples and stuff.
Oh, my God.
It was a great moment.
What the hell is Laura Schlesinger? Why is she taking on Barbara Walters?
You know why?
Why?
She's desperate.
Right.
It's just like, you know, we talked about that disc jockey at DC 101.
Oh, absolutely.
Who wants to do everything we do on this show.
You start going into a maniacal spin.
Right, because you want to be noticed. And in that regard, Dr. Laura, I think, won that round.
Right.
That Dr. Laura did this thing on her show, which nobody watches.
Right.
And she got talked about on a show that millions of housewives watch every day.
Absolutely.
I'd have to say, advantage, Dr. Laura.
But in the end, she's going down. I'm sure of it. Dr. Laura actually comes in second on a list of celebrities that public relations people would least like to represent. In the magazine PR Week, the publicists and spin doctors voted on their top 10 PR jobs from hell. Mike Tyson came in first as a client, followed by Dr. Laura, then Eminem, someone whose name we are ridiculously not allowed to say on this show.
It's gotta be May.
Dennis Rodman, Kathy Lee Gifford, Daryl Strawberry, Woody Allen, Martha Stewart, and Sean Puffy Combs.
Oh, there you go.
What about this guy?
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio.
No, he's no public relations nightmare, Don.
He's a cream puff.
Okay, I gotta do this, Buzz. Sorry, be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You have no brain.
You love to make them hit you, Don and Mike.
Another pair of Redskins Monday night tickets. We'll give them away before we get out of here today. Tomorrow, everything from a guy eating Dennis's underwear, to a guy eating bloodworms, to guys eating jalapeno peppers, to a guy eating real skin tissue.
I'd like to pass along to all our listeners.
Cadaver.
I really like to say that before you listen to tomorrow's show, have yourself a light lunch.
To a guy eating dog food out of his wife's ass. To a guy who's going to shave his body hair and put it in a cream pie. To a guy who's going to vacuum the floor in the studio and then eat a pie made of all the remnants.
That one, for whatever reason, grosses me out more than a lot of the other ones.
You look here.
We've got a ton of people going to eat various items. Lots of naked girls coming down to suck bananas and eat eggs and eat bologna sandwiches. And
that's what we should call this show, Sucking Bananas and Eating Eggs.
And licking syrup and whipped cream off their boobs.
Fantastic.
Yeah, great show tomorrow. What would you eat for a trip to Rome?
Roma, arrivederci, Roma.
The trip is courtesy of the Ultimate James Bond Collection. Now on VHS and DVD, 6 classic 007 titles are available, including Octopussy, Diamonds Are Forever, You Only Live Twice, and The Living Daylight. So we thank them. Big show tomorrow. Now again, here's Buzz.
A wheelchair-bound grandma in Florida has been accused of running a pickpocket ring.
Police say she's done this for the past 10 years, sometimes making as much as $50,000 a day. She gave birth to 12 kids back in her day. They say she taught her kids, even a grandson, how to pick pockets, stealing cash and credit cards mainly from elderly shoppers in retail stores. Another case of old-on-old crime. The guy whose book about Survivor was stopped by CBS says the producers manipulated the game to affect the outcome. Peter Lance was going to co-write a book with winner Richard Hatch for St. Martin's Press, but CBS demanded to review it first. The author refused, so CBS used its ownership of all things Survivor to stop the book. Now Richard's writing his own CBS-approved book, and Peter Lance is out in the cold. So Peter's writing a book called The Stingray, The Lethal Tactics of the Sole Survivor, which badmouths CBS and Richard Hatch.
Really?
CBS calls Lance's comments sour grapes.
Yeah, that Richard's a snake, but everybody knows he's a snake.
Sure. Jerry Seinfeld isn't the political type. He doesn't do political jokes, and he's never publicly endorsed any political candidate.
Who are these candidates?
Until now. And he says he's doing it because he's afraid George W. Bush might be elected president.
Oh, God, did you see it last night in New York, Hillary's birthday party?
No, I didn't catch that.
Okay, up on stage is Bill and Hillary, right. And, you know, they're hugging like they mean it, okay, which you know is crap.
Yeah, but God bless them.
And they got Cher up there, and they've got, who are you talking about here?
Seinfeld.
Yeah, Seinfeld's there, and De Niro's there.
Mm-hmm.
And they come out, and De Niro and Clinton do a skit together that made me feel so bad for De Niro.
Right.
De Niro comes out and says, hey, Mr. President.
I heard a little tape.
If you're going to move to New York, you've got to learn to say, forget about it.
And forget about it.
And then
Clinton, forget about it.
Then Clinton says,
forget about it.
And then De Niro goes, no, it's forget about it. And Clinton goes,
forget about it.
No, he said it more whitely. He said,
forget about it.
Yeah, and then De Niro goes one more time, no, it's forget about it.
Forget about it.
And then, do you know what Clinton's big comeback was?
No.
De Niro says, forget you. And then Clinton pokes him on the chest and says,
are you talking to me? Are you talking to me?
Yeah, and then, of course, you know, everybody goes, oh.
Bravo.
Great skit. Meanwhile, Cher's standing up there with a goddamn red wig on.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
Well, I mean, look at it this way. You got Charlton Heston for the Republicans.
No, Mike, this has nothing to do with my slant on who should or shouldn't be the president. This was about Hillary's birthday party
right. To
raise money for her, and I don't give a rat's ass about that race. I'm just saying it was awkward. With these Hollywood celebrities.
You know, ever since you changed your party stripes, I'm sensitive to anything you say against Democrats. I'm always thinking, you've got a political agenda, you know, because you did switch parties. So you can expect a little defensiveness from me on anything you say when it comes to this campaign. Once the campaign's over, you know, forget about it.
And listen, how are you supposed to figure this out? Because USA Today has a poll,
mm-hmm.
and they say, George W., my man, he's up by 8 points.
Right.
Meanwhile, MSNBC, same day, same poll, your guy Gore,
yep.
up by 4 points.
Yeah, it's. I think it's. Everybody's really, in general, agreeing that it's a statistical dead heat right now.
Neck and neck with a 4% margin of error. Well, all the polls are basically saying the same thing.
What about the Gavin factor? That's what I want to know.
<There's>
the fact that we've got that gigantic bet of riding on this whole election.
Oh, you know, I don't know which is worse, the World Series bet or the Gavin bet.
The Gavin bet. Gavin bet's the worst.
Absolutely.
So anyway, Seinfeld says he's endorsing Al Gore. Quoting Jerry, anyone who has ever hired someone knows the only thing you go by his brains.
Who are these people?
Matthew Perry says he knows how thin he looked on the season premiere of Friends.
Here we go again.
But he says he gets healthier looking as the season wears on. He says he was not hollow-cheeked because of drug use. He says it was because at the time those episodes were filmed, the early ones in the season, he was still recovering from the pancreatic disease he got from back when he was using drugs and alcohol. Quoting him,
I thought it was a year ago that he did that.
Yeah, but it did damage to his pancreas that caught up with him this past year, this past summer. And he was hospitalized from May through, I guess, certainly through the month of May and maybe the end of the summer. So he was still recovering. He said he was only still eating chicken soup when that was all he could eat, I guess, at that point when they first started filming the new season.
That guy.
He says he'll look better as the season goes on. After rehab 2 years ago, Terry tells Us Weekly that he's back on his feet and totally fine.
Chicken soup. One more, please, Buzzy.
Okay, let's make it this one. The official colors of the Vatican are white and yellow, so it's only fitting that the Pope got a pizza yesterday topped with mozzarella, zucchini flowers, and yellow peppers. That and a copper pizza warmer.
A copper pizza warmer?
It was pizza day at the Vatican.
How you doing, dudes?
Hey, how you doing? It's His Holiness.
Hello.
It's His Holiness the Pope again.
You know what I like best on my pizza?
What do you like?
Some of my protein.
Really?
And then I have everybody brush their teeth with my love. Because I'm the Pope. I'm just a man.
Flesh and bone.
Flesh and bone.
Enjoy. Did you enjoy your pizza, Your Holiness?
Wonderful pizza.
2,000 pizza chefs from around the world gathered in St. Peter's Square to get a special blessing from the Pontiff. Then they stand out.
I pray this pizza don't give me gas.
Then the chefs stand out through Rome, giving away 50,000 slices of their pies.
I'd like a slice. A slice of hair pie.
Hey, you're going to see that tomorrow on our show. You want to drop by, Your Holiness?
He's so horny. Hey, you know what I say to the girls?
What's that?
Talk to St. Peter. That's what I say to them.
Earlier this year, His Holiness blessed some traveling circus performers.
Right. Bring me the midget. Where's the chick with the beard?
Talk to St. Peter.
Wow. So dapper right there. Thank you, Buzz. Thank you for the news and the comments.
You bet.
Call 100 time right now. Redskins tickets, and listen, here's the deal. Need proof you've been listening to the whole show today.
Yes, very important.
Earlier in the show, first break territory.
I know what's coming. I'm a mind reader, right?
Same as I did on myself yesterday.
There you go, absolutely.
Mike bravely announced the number of pay-per-view pornos he's bought in roughly the last month that were included in his DirecTV bill.
Absolutely.
If you have the number and you're the 100th caller, you're the big wiener. Phone number 877-365-3636.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Come on, Pebbles. You too, Dino. Daddy's speaking on the radio.
Yes, I am. There you go. Don't worry, everybody. We can tighten that up and edit it.
With roughly half of our affiliates still airing the program, it's the Don and Mike Show.
And here's what I tell you. Today's whole show is just a test anyway.
Really? And I want to apologize. I promise I'll be a lot more professional by coming into the studio when the show begins.
That's okay. Today was just practice.
Oh.
Right, this is just a warm-up.
This is the rehearsal show,
good.
Right?
This show never went on the air.
Very good.
Now here is Guy Birdley.
In the sports. I don't know why this was
What's
such a...
What's cooking in here? Somebody eating something? Or is that Joe Artinger's chili?
Hamburgers.
Really? Smells good in here. You don't smell anything?
Uh-uh.
Neither one of you smell anything?
Uh-uh. Can I stand by you? All I smell is a handsome man.
And leather, in leather. A handsome man in leather.
Okay, all of you, eat me.
Well, it's tempting.
The first
Subway Series in 44 years looks like it'll end like most of the others. The Yankees can win their 26th.
Nobody can smell food.
I told you, I smell
food. Oh,
like
you smell
meat.
Okay,
it? Smells like hamburgers,
you can
but
smell
I smell
food.
It. Yeah.
Joe Artinger was making chili.
I smell your pheromones. I can identify those pheromones anywhere.
Thank you.
Damn it.
So nice.
Yankees can win their 26th World Series championship by beating the Mets again in Shea Stadium tonight. Andy Pettit's on the mound for the Yanks. The Mets are counting on Al Leiter. Tiger Woods is on his way to winning his 10th tournament of the year. The defending champ shot a 9-under-63 to share the clubhouse lead with Steve Flesch late in the first round of the National Rental Car Classic.
Yeah?
Woods says he could have and should have played better today.
I don't believe it.
Things are so bad with the Penn State football team.
How bad are they?
Well, the school is now asking its own fans not to boo.
The school is asking a robin to dip its worm in this sea.
Hi-oh! Oh, great one.
Thanks, Ed.
It's the team's worst start in 36 years. The Nittany Lions are 3-5, and they can hear the fans booing the team, taunting individual athletes and chanting profanities at the referees. The faculty has just voted to denounce negative cheering, and it'll make an announcement at the start of the next game there in Beaver Stadium. Students say that's when the booing will really start, when they make that announcement. But the faculty says you know things are bad when even the cheerleaders are leading the crowd in boos.
I think the problem started when their coach began engineering at WNEW. Hi, I'm Pete.
Hi, Pete Johnson. Dead ringer for Joe Paterno. Okay, Mike's got something for him.
Message.
Here we go.
Wow.
That's...
Go Lions.
A strong effort.
Thank you very much.
That's a strong effort.
I no longer smell food.
Now I smell hamburgers.
Brought to you by Egar's. Do they do that anymore?
Yes, of course they do.
All right, very good.
www.egar's.com, the hottest cigar site on the planet. For those of you who don't know, they sponsor it when either Mike or I,
or Rob, or Buzz, or Charlie.
Well, you're the only one that does it besides me.
I know.
Put our asses to the microphone and fart live on the radio for you.
Rob? We could use one tomorrow. Rob, it's not like you don't pass gas.
I know, but I don't want to stand up and stop the show with the mic.
Nah, it's never an intrusion,
Rob. You always have to do that.
You got no problem standing up and stopping the show any other time, Rob. www.egars.com, the best cigar site on the planet.
Finally, in Blackfoot, Idaho, an elderly woman is about to lose her driving privileges.
Oh, good.
After causing 5 wrecks by driving the wrong way on an interstate.
Put her in one of my work camps.
70
leisure camps. Excuse
That's
me.
Right.
Thank you, Rob.
Leisure camp.
77-year-old Ann Leyland was headed toward the grand opening of a Walmart store yesterday when she drove up the exit ramp for I-15.
No.
She drove her Oldsmobile Cutlass southbound in the northbound lanes for 15 miles.
Oh, my God.
Of course she did. That's why she should be making baskets in one of my work camps. Excuse me. Leisure camps.
Freddy camps.
3 oncoming cars dove into a ditch to avoid her. 2 others swerved to miss her and rolled over in the process. Ann says she knew she was on the wrong side of the road, but didn't know how to correct her mistake. Her car, by the way, not a scratch on it.
Of course. I bet the left-hand turn signal's on the whole time, too.
Still flashing now. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No!
Yes.
No! Yes, that's it. Got to go. Back tomorrow with the new episodes. You know, don't miss a moment of tomorrow's show. What would you eat for a trip to Rome?
Right.
Over 30 contestants. It'll be a big one. See pictures of Dennis Murphy and porn stars. Go to www.dennismurphy.com. Pictures should be up on the web tonight. Go to www.2expos.com
tonight.
Or go to hawaiiantropicgirl.com to vote for our girl, Shiloh.
Very good.
From 2expos.com. Now call 100 times. Hello. Don?
Hello.
Don and Mike Show. Hi, who's this?
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. My name is Kristen.
Kristen, where are you from?
I am from Fairfax.
Kristen, we have 2 free tickets for you to Monday Night Football, Redskins Titans at FedEx Field. If you can tell us, in the last month, according to Mike's porno bill, how many pay-per-views did Mike order?
Well, I think I'm right. I hope I'm right. I thought you said 15.
Yeah! You're the big winner. Yeah, Ed.
Oh, my God.
Is the winner.
Thank you very much.
Make sure you check out Rob A. is official judge of the Halloween costume contest, and you got a chance to win a trip to Phoenix to see the Redskins play the Cardinals also. But most of all, enjoy.
I will. Thank you, Don and Mike.
You're very welcome. Enjoy your tickets to Monday Night Football. Have a great time at the game.
Okay.
Thank you. Hold on a second. Yeah, she listened to the whole show today.
She did. Good for her, and she's going to the game.
Big show tomorrow with the What Would You Eat for a Trip to Rome show. I cannot wait.
It'll be incredible.
And tomorrow, I don't even think we're going to have time for any, like, host chat or, you know, even if the Mets screw the pooch tonight, you know, I'll just concede the bet right away, first break of the show, and then, boom, we got contestants nonstop all day tomorrow.
Very good.
It'll be a good one. We'll see you then. Thank you, and good night, Buzz.
Thank you, and good night, Don.
Thank you, good night, Mike.
Thank you, good night, Don.
Robbie?
JD?
Trusted friend.
Yes.
Throw that Santa Claus out of the air. Just like Sydney. I love him more. You might just make it after all. Oh.
lower lip. It hit his lower lip and bounced off.
Okay, see you tomorrow.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. Sonny Gary Stringer saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.